Following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Charlie the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's Thursday show. In the DealsInTheD.com studios, the Drew and Mike Show, featuring Trudy.
Hi.
Across from me. Mark is to the east.
Hi.
And across, along with Brandon and Joey.
Brandon, say hi.
Yeah, no.
Hello.
Joey is to the east of me.
Hi.
Left to right. And what an exciting day as the Mueller testimony on Capitol Hill. I got to tell you. That was great television.
It's gripping.
I don't even know where to start. It was so exciting.
Oh, my God. That was the worst TV show possibly ever. So bad. Yeah. You know what drove me crazy? Okay, are the people asking questions, are they not able to hear what anyone else asked before them?
Oh,
does
yeah.
Does it seem like no. that?
They have to make their own, you
it's
know,
not about
like,
that.
Proclamation.
Yeah. But
they keep asking the same questions over and over, even ones he can't answer, ones he can't
I know.
And it was weird to me how every other person was very anti-Mueller and every other person was very pro-Mueller.
Crazy.
Isn't it great?
Mueller.
Great to see how they don't work even when we're actually watching them supposed to be working.
It's
They're still
so
not working.
Strange. How they, I mean, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
I like that every answer he had was basically, Although he did change it up one time. One time he went, and they were like, can you get on the mic?
Mike?
Oh, sorry.
I think we have some highlights.
Definitely.
We do. Let's see. Looks like this is kind of the summation.
Can you repeat the question, sir? You're going to have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the last part of that question?
Yeah. Which act? Pardon?
Can you read the last question?
What?
The last question was
I want to make certain I got it accurate. I'm sorry, could you restate?
The individual is, in fact, obligated to provide what's being demanded by the regulation.
Do you know
statute,
how old he is?
Meaning you don't
74.
Does that surprise you?
Yes.
Like based on we had to look it up because based on his performance today, I'm like, that guy's got to be
110.
Know, 100, yeah. Yeah, somewhere in the hundreds.
Oh, no. No. Oh, damn it.
Wow.
He's also got 397 pages in front of him and not a computer. No computer in front of him.
I know. He keeps trying to leaf through it to find the exact spot. What?
I was reading that the way the report was made, you couldn't search for things within a report anyway, which seems like a little bit of an oversight, doesn't it?
Yeah, it kind of does. Makes it a little more difficult for people. To follow.
I don't have a computer, so I don't know.
That's Robert Mueller.
Why couldn't you search?
I don't know. That's what I read this today. Believe me, I didn't want to read this. I didn't want to know this. I don't care.
It doesn't have like a...
it's bullshit.
They said it was missing some really basic search functions. The report itself.
Oh.
You could not search on certain things. It was very...
I don't believe that.
Well, you can argue with the Daily Mail.
I'm going to go. Get me up there.
Yeah, just throw it into Microsoft Word and hit Control F.
Yeah.
For
a PDF file.
People were camping out to attend this live.
Cool.
What?
14 hours. They also were having Mueller time happy hours in D.C. for people who want to leave work early to watch it at the bar.
Oh, my God.
Leave work early. It started at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
It's too boring.
Then, this is really, I hate to even bring this up. I was getting annoyed by all the people thanking him for his service.
Yeah, cut that out, too.
Because I sort of feel like when you thank someone for their service, are you sort of looking for them to say the same thing to you because you're, you know, house rep or whatever?
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service, Drew.
Anyone who thanks a house rep for their service.
Especially after that.
They're doing that for themselves. I mean, if by coincidence they get something done for all of us, I think it's a coincidence that it's good for them and good for us.
Right.
Absolutely. It's a total coincidence.
Yeah,
did he get paid to be the independent whatever the hell he is?
I don't know, but I don't believe that he took the job as the head of the FBI because he wants to serve.
No, no, no. I know that. I just meant this one. I mean, he got paid, right?
Yeah.
Overtime?
Yeah, of course he did. For sure. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't head of the FBI. They brought him in to do just
special counsel. To be the special counsel.
Well, I'm sure he was paid.
Can Starr get paid?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so.
He got paid in Jeffrey Epstein Island access.
Maybe he did it for free. I don't know. Is that why?
I seriously have no idea.
But even, you know, most of these people, they're all seeking, like, to thank a Supreme Court justice for their service. I don't know. They get so many great benefits. It's a job. You do get paid.
Yeah.
Is it really service? Thank you. I mean, service isn't service. People that volunteer, and I would say military service is service. But I don't know.
They get paid too, but they do something.
When you say people that work in government are doing public service, first of all, they have fantastic benefits. None of us could touch.
Sure.
I mean, if they'll do it for free, I would thank them.
Thank you for your service, Drew.
Yeah, thank you.
They would. I think I serve people.
You do. Thank you.
I would like to be thanked.
I'm thanking you now.
Maybe I'm just jealous.
I'm thanking you now.
Oh, maybe so.
It'd be nice
maybe
if you thanked me in return.
I don't know. It just annoyed me. Thank you for your service. Okay.
That's peacocking. That's grandstanding. And they need to cut that.
Not be thanked.
It cuts into everyone's time to do that.
Yeah, and it's just a BJ. Just sucking them off, aren't they? Do they really mean it?
Part of the ground rules have to be at the very beginning, because I noticed they announced the ground rules. Like, you know, pool rules should be no BJs. and no restating the same question.
Thank you.
And no long, protracted one- and two-part questions. Too.
They're looking for their own sound bites.
Because then he has to go, what?
Did anyone go into that hoping for anything but to be on TV and to ask the question that would be, you know, carry the day?
Of course, no. That's all they want.
Come join the hottest happy hour on Royal Oak at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. It's Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And if you're thirsty, $4 fresh squeezed traditional margaritas, $3 house wines, $2 well drinks, $1 rotating draft beers. And then there's the $5 cheese nachos, the $5 queso dip, $5 cheese or veggie quesadilla. Somebody got mad about that? Really?
Well, we'll hear more about that in the boner line.
Okay. I won't say anything. And $2 tacos Americanos. Come party your fajitas off at Mesa Tacos and Tequila's famous happy hour. See you there between 3rd and 4th on Main. And
today is National Tequila Day, by the way, so you should celebrate accordingly there.
150 tequilas.
Yeah.
I have a friend, by the way, who I took to Mesa, and they were into sipping tequila.
Yeah.
The hell's that?
And actually, they bought such expensive tequila that it was. I didn't mind doing it.
We have audio of him.
Sure.
We do?
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
I think this is him.
Oh. The tequila made me do it!
I think that's him. I'm pretty sure.
Sounds like a cool dude. No, I'm just kidding. Here he is.
You know what? Everybody here seems to be having a great time. He's not a big drinker. It's like burning your lungs. burning your lungs. Feels good to me.
What about the dun da 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 one?
Oh, Jerry, you're asking
too much. La 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 la.
Boy. La 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 la.
Today is day two, by the way, of Mags and Layla on the run.
Oh, dear.
There's still no license paid for either one of them.
Are they going to doggy jail?
That was the Facebook picture yesterday. They showed saw the little cell they were in, but they did manage to squeeze out.
Oh, of course. Did they dig their way out?
I can't. Max has been digging quite a bit lately.
That's right. Lock her up.
They're on the run. And is there a doggy DMV, by the way, where you get your licenses like people do?
Yes. It's usually the county issues them, don't they? They'll give you a form you can fill out and they send it to you in the mail.
It's such a money grab. I mean, coming to your door to see if you have a dog license?
They did that for us, though. They did that.
Yeah, I noticed the citation actually says Oakland County. So the entire county, you're supposed to be paying this every single year.
Yes.
I wonder how many people are really paying for their dog license.
I thought it was just Ferndale at
Why is there no cat license, by the way? Sorry.
It's cats rule.
Cats.
Cats don't.
No, why is there no dog
cats
cat
cannot
license?
Be
don't hurt people.
What is the dog costing?
Rabies.
Is it for the barks?
Oh, no, no.
It's to make sure that if your dog, you know, if one of those two terrorists bit someone, that they would know who to come back to.
So Oakland County is going to pay someone who gets bitten by Mags or Layla?
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
So the dog catcher doesn't get them, right?
Wait, so so they will take their license number if they're bitten? Come on, really? Isn't this a joke?
Kinda, but...
Second time my door's been knocked on for this. And, of course, both times I didn't have a license. I don't want you around me, I don't believe it. Not for a minute. I confess to liking a few R.E.O. songs. Not many.
I think they were at Soundboard last night.
I know. Somebody sent me a picture of Kevin Nacrone on Axis talking to Dan Rather.
Oh.
And said that he looks like somebody's grandmother.
Yeah, he does.
He does. Yeah, he really does.
He doesn't have the, like, he needs a wig or something, you know, so he can, like, put the, what is that little fro that he used to have?
Maybe if he cut his hair really short or a little longer, but it's the way it's cut, it's like a cute short hair granny haircut. And he's got glasses that don't help either.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I got to stay off Facebook, by the way. Yesterday, at Drew Mike fan page. So why am I on these pages?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm going to go on there and people are going to thank me for my service. What happens?
Should.
Still be expected to be thanked back.
Bowie sucks. The show's getting boring since June.
Oh, come on.
The Beatles suck yesterday.
Suck!
Yesterday, it was the Beatles suck. And why didn't I just go to the next post? No, I had to read.
You
saying,
suck.
Yeah, they do suck. I know. They totally suck. And so I...
Let's do a Twitter poll. Do the Beatles suck, yes or no?
I think I know what's going on, though.
Are they provoking you?
Well, of course, some of them are. And some of them, I'm sure, are sick of hearing about the Beatles. Because people who are, I don't know, if you're 20 to 45 and you didn't go along for the ride, you sort of grabbed it from an older sibling.
45.
Or your parents liked them and you like them or whatever, you can't stop bumping into the Beatles.
Right.
They're almost like, you know, it's like the Muzak of classic rock.
I don't know if I associate them with Muzak.
Muzak, but I mean, but you know the songs.
They're ubiquitous. They're everywhere.
Yeah, you can't not know the songs.
Sure.
So I think maybe they find it annoying. Like, it would be like me saying Glenn Miller sucks. Yeah. My mom likes swing music.
Yeah.
But I don't know Glenn Miller's music, though. I mean, if I was hit with it all the time and I had to know all Glenn Miller's songs, maybe I'd be annoyed.
I would definitely be annoyed.
But I'm just amazed.
You know, some people just want to complain because it's, you know, they are the greatest band ever. And people just
it'd be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Beatles are overrated. Thank you, Jeff, for joining the conversation.
Oh, I know.
Wants to join the conversation.
Overrated is something people like to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, considering that they're still showing up high on the charts 50 years after they broke up, I think it's hard to call them overrated.
Oh.
So, anyway,
drivel.
I don't know. This is a pretty cool song. I'm kind of digging
it. That sucks.
I did. Yeah, it's a great song. My mom knew what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't the only one that dug Glenn Lewis, Glenn Miller.
I could not take this unless somebody was serving me ice-cold martinis at the same time. Sort of like a...
You have to be drunk.
Beaver Cleaver
situation. I don't really get it. I mean, it is musical. It's melodic.
That's all right.
But I mean, it's hard. To say something sucks because it came before you and you don't like hearing it,
yeah.
I kind of get it,
sort of.
Yeah, they're just sick of it. And in fact, I read an article by a guy, I think it was an Indianapolis writer.
Jeff told me, that's all you had in your day. Oh, my God. Is that Thomas Dolby's cousin?
Possibly.
American cousin or something.
Yeah. Beatles equal boy band. Oh, that's a top fan, Scott Greco. We're taking away your top fan status, Scott. NSYNC is better.
Well, I mean, he is right.
What is Soft Quarterly? When did Soft Quarterly
come out? I don't know. Never heard of that.
Soft Magazine expanded? They have a quarterly operation?
Fake news. Soft Quarterly is fake news.
Anyway, this Indianapolis writer... who was younger, said that he loves the Beatles, but he couldn't get over the fact that you can't avoid the Beatles. You cannot. And so he started tracking every time he bumped into the Beatles without looking for them or asking, you know, for example, I think there were stories out at that time about that movie Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I want to
World Without the Beatles.
I want to see that movie.
That's why they're all over the place.
That's
right now.
It. That's
well, not just that. I mean, there's always an anniversary or there's a re-release,
Ringo
a
and
remaster.
Paul.
Or Paul and Ringo are together. Or you can't. It's very hard to get away from them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to declare that.
Booze kept me out of Vietnam. That's how I got out of Vietnam.
They're always putting out new songs. Their old songs.
I like the Trump Beatles. I have to admit, they're pretty funny.
You would not believe it if you saw these bone spurs.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Yeah, but I would have to say that one of the reasons why they're everywhere is because they have a volume of material.
Yeah, they wrote a few songs.
Not one-hit wonders. There's generations worth of music.
Well, two albums a year for 7 years compared to today.
Yeah.
That's a lot of music.
That's a great output.
What is it, once every three
Name
years?
Name one other band that's done that.
Can you just reply to the guy next time and argue with him on Facebook?
I did reply.
He's going to give me, oh, really?
I replied.
Okay.
I didn't reply to him. I replied to somebody else who said, George Harrison's the only one in the band with any talent.
Oh.
It's on the Drew and Mike fan page.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty...
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
She's giving him a thumbs up.
I thought that was a bit uninformed.
Or is that racist?
Is that a fucking problem, bro? You want to go? Wow.
Do you take it personally, though?
No, I didn't.
Step outside.
No, it's just, you know, when I see David Bowie sucks and the Beatles suck.
They're wrong.
And I see all these people agreeing with him, it's hard not to want to jump in and say, you know.
That's what they want.
But that's why I think my last thing I said in my post was, what am I doing on Facebook? What am I doing?
What do you want to do, huh?
Music is subjective, though. You like what you like for whatever reason.
I agree, but so. I'll admit it. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, but I can acknowledge that Taylor Swift is extremely popular. She must do something right.
Yeah.
She must. And actually, there's a couple of her hooks that I kind of like. And Ed Sheeran, too. He's got a couple. I've seen him, actually was doing a cover that I really liked. I Was Made to Love Her on the Stevie Wonder.
I got a comment here. Ed Sheeran love.
No, it's not love, believe me. And he seems like a weird dude, but I don't know. He's okay. He's in that movie, by the way.
All music sucks, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I started my day with...
Facebook is the new AM radio, someone said.
It's an example of everything that sucks.
That's really funny.
Do you have the latest Pixies album?
Yeah, but it sucks. All that new stuff sucks, but it's over there.
You know, actually, I was thinking of getting into something vintage anyway. I don't know, maybe the Doors?
Really? Never had you figured for a Doors fan.
I'm not really a Doors fan, but sure, I'd like to get into them.
No, 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 my friend. Doors fans aren't made. They're born. I think right now in Africa, there's some guy madly beating on a drum. He's a Doors fan. Or an old lady on the bus sucking humbugs. She's a rider on the storm, but she ain't never heard the sounds. So what about you?
Well, I heard a record of theirs last night at the party.
Yeah?
I've always liked Lover Madly.
Well, if you become a Doors fan, Lover Madly is the only song you won't like.
I know, right?
That's a great sketch.
You know what I really like? Crystal Ship. From the first Doors album. I think it's the first song on the first side, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a great song.
I got shamed for liking Give It Away by the Chili Peppers because, oh, God, that's the one everyone likes. And I'm like, but I like that song.
I mean, that's why it's a hit, though.
Yeah. Oh, this is good, too.
My favorite Doors, I think. Although I love Ray Manzarek's playing.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah!
I have to... give Jim Morrison credit for being sinuous and kind of hot.
Are you thanking him for his service?
Well,
I am.
Make no mistake, chicks dug Jim Morrison. Oh my God, did they dig him. But you know, I have a hard time until
his later years.
Don't you have a hard time? I mean, if you saw the Doors movie too, it's really hard to go, man, I really like Jim Morrison. What a great guy. I mean, there's really not much likable on him. He hates his parents. He said they were dead. As soon as the Doors hit, and they
that was kind of a dick
what's your background, Jim? Oh, my parents are dead. They died in a car crash, and I know that part was really sort of hard to accept. That he literally goes from the beginning of the Doors in '66 to his death in '71, and he never pulls it together with his parents.
Remember you're talking about that? What a bummer it is when you find out like the band you really like is kind of a dick.
It is a bummer.
Not kind of nice.
It sucks. Yeah. I hate it.
That's why it was cool to talk to Alice Cooper, because he was super cool and he has a new album of hits that he knocked off from other Detroit.
Yeah, they were Detroit
musicians.
I don't know why I didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised. Yeah. I guess more into the gig. And Alice is just a great, he's really nice and very likable. And
makes you like their music more, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the music can't suck.
Oh.
Or, you know, but I always
like it. Parents gave you a girly name to toughen you up. I like it.
He changed his name legally to Alice Cooper, by the way, because that was the name of the band.
Yeah.
But, you know, 18, School's Out, Elected, Teenage Lament 74. That was just a wheelhouse song because of my age. Those, the first three especially, I just love those songs. So, I could hear them a million times, and they're just so fantastic. I mean, 18, I think I was 14 or 13 when that came. I was like, oh, my God, 18 would be so cool to be 18. School's Out for obvious reasons. I still get that feeling of joy when I hear that song in June.
That's the best.
Can't wait till school's back in now.
Oh, God. It's too soon. You can't talk about
that. It's too soon.
Too soon. It just got out.
Oh, I'll talk about too soon in a minute.
Okay.
But first I want to mention, because we're talking about music, the Gold Star Bar.
Yeah.
Story, you know, it burned down. Did it burn down? Is it done?
Arson, baby. Yeah.
Well, it's a place where a lot of Detroit bands played in the 80s and 90s. White Stripes' first gig was at the Gold Star Bar.
2 months after Meg learned how to drum.
It was cool of the Free Press, to put that story out today, the oral history of the White Stripes up to, was it 2003?
2003, 2002. It's a really well done piece, I thought.
And honestly, I have to say,
the Gold Dollar, right?
Oh, they call it the Gold Star. Gold Star Law. Gold Dollar,
point?
I'm sorry.
Gold Dollar? Gold Dollar.
Funny, I didn't even catch it when you said that. Way to go, Brandon.
I got it.
Good job.
One of my biggest disappointments at Riff is that why didn't we bring these bands along?
No idea.
Why did we wait until they had a national hit to play them when they were right here?
You blew it!
We did blow it.
I don't even think Riff played the White Stripes hardly at all.
I don't think so
even
either.
Even after they got huge.
I mean, they play them now, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now they do.
But what's up with that? You got this band in your backyard, and
they jumped on Kid Rock right away because we had Kid in studio when this first album came out.
I still remember Kid. The first time we talked to Kid was at Duggan's, our show.
You know what? I think you might have been off. In 98, he came in right when his first album came out.
Was that before Duggan's?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because nobody really even knew who he was then.
Yeah, I didn't know him terribly well either, but he was such a good guy. He was just a lot of fun. It was like, you know, you're rooting for this guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, he's incredibly nice when he came in.
You know, I remember when the Von Bondies put out their record.
Yeah.
And that record got a lot of people liked that record, and they were local guys. And I listened to it, and I was like, let's get these guys in. And it was like, no!
Yeah.
Because I think the feeling was, if you have them in, then all these other people are going to bitch and want to come in. I was like, it's the morning show.
That's a bad problem to have.
Well, they thought there'd be a quid pro quo.
No, I think they're afraid that all these local people are going to demand to be aired or something because one gets on, why don't you play so-and-so? And I just thought, I liked the music. I liked a couple of their songs. That was all it was. And they were local.
That's good enough reason.
And, you know, there were some other ones that, you know, things didn't have. Like the Gorries are a weird story. The Gorries are doing festivals now. Huh. And I assume they're making a little money. But the Gorries, who Jack White refers to, I didn't realize they were such an influence on Jack White. In fact, there was a part in the story where it was before the White Stripes had really made it at all. And Jack White said, man, I was right. I was in line right in front of Nick Collins, I think it was. Yeah. Which is like, how hilarious thinking of Jack White saying that.
I kept thinking about
nitroglycerin and that.
Oh, you want that one?
Chick dancing. Yeah. Well, they got a lot of good songs. But I mean, they did nothing for the longest time. They played for 70 people around here. And then around 2008 or something, somebody heard that record and was like, oh my God, let's get them at a festival in Europe. And they did a European tour, I think. And
I mean, doesn't this sound a little really White Stripies?
Yeah.
Real
feedbacky guitar.
But it's pre White Stripes.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just meant the influence.
They were 86 to 91, I think.
But they were an influence on them.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I always think when I read stories like that, too, they talk about the classmate that really first started playing with Jack.
Uh-huh.
And they had their little band together, and then that guy went off to school. It's like, oh, is that guy bummed out to this day? Or, I mean,
You don't know that he would be part of it, but still.
The Raconteurs is a really good band now, too. They're
number one record in the country.
Yeah, on Billboard, their first one. They're on Jimmy Kimmel tonight, as a matter of fact.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, so when you hear this tomorrow, feel bad that you missed it on Jimmy Kimmel. Although he'll be online somewhere.
Yeah, you can watch on Hulu. Rutger Hauer died?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Is that yesterday?
No, it was today.
No. He just died today.
Why? Was he on Kimmel last night?
Yeah, breaking news, but no.
Oh, okay. Well, how'd you get to Rutger Hauer?
That was a bit of a non sequitur.
I'm sorry.
Should you have written that down?
Was he in the Raconteurs? Did he manage the Raconteurs? Or you just saw him on Kimmel?
I just opened up Premiere and I saw it. Rutger Hauer said at 75.
It must be something about that. Must be something about that chair you're sitting in.
If you didn't see the White Stripes, if you didn't see the White Stripes oral history, I thought it was really good, yeah. And there were a lot of funny things in there.
Willie's in there, Willie Wilson.
Yeah, Willie crazy. From the Magic Bag's in there.
He said he was at their first show.
I thought it was funny that they played the Magic Bag as the Light Strikes or something.
Yes,
people always fucking their name up. They were the White Lines somewhere. And
is it really that hard to mess up that name? Or that easy to mess up that name?
I didn't think so, but it just shows that you're nobody because people don't care. But Jack, the first rock t-shirts he had, they said were 5th and 6th grade. He had Doors t-shirt, Floyd t-shirt, and a Zeppelin t-shirt.
Nice.
And then I love the story about him working at the upholstery store when he was 17. And then the White Stripes have made it big. I mean, they're like 3 albums deep. And Jack's at some friend's house, and they get back there, and the guy goes, oh, shit, the dog chewed up the couch. And so Jack's like, oh, hold on. And he left, came back, and repaired the upholstery.
He upholstered a couch? On the spot?
On the spot.
Wow.
But he comes across that way. He's so passionate. Yeah. And, you know, I think Jack White's easy to make fun of because he's so serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, he's very intense. Yeah. But he was so driven. He was so pure. He absolutely didn't want to do anything he wasn't proud of. And he stuck to his guns and, you know, amazing determination, too.
I saved the Masonic.
Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
Temple. And then he's got Third Man Records downtown, so he's done a lot for this.
Saving that baseball stadium.
Yeah.
No, everything. He loves baseball.
Seems like a very good guy. Unless you're Jason Stolzheimer two decades ago.
I think he can be a hothead.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's part of what you get with somebody who's that passionate. Sometimes. Not all the times.
I lie. His solo album, Blunderbuss, is one of my favorite albums of all time. That solo album, so fucking good.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when that came out. I'm not sure.
No, seriously.
Too much.
If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
You don't remember when he played on the Grammys and he had the two bands? One was all women, one was all men.
Right.
That's from that album.
Okay.
That's a really cool performance if you can find it.
Well, you know, it's got to be tough for these bands to read this and go, oh my God, like Goober and the Peas. He was a drummer in Goober and the Peas. And then he played with, like you said, a couple other friends. And, you know, they either moved on or he moved on from them. And it just, I mean, and also the bands that were around at the same time who thought they were as good or were better or he opened for. And then all of a sudden, you know, he just blows up. And a lot of them said too, you know, I don't know what to make about that. Seeing him on SNL and David Letterman's like, whoa.
You know who used to have him on a lot was Conan. And they even did a video with Conan. Like, he's friends with Conan O'Brien. They used to be on Late Night a ton.
It's strange to think of Jack White as being a friend of someone.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me.
But if he's going to be, it would be Conan, because Conan's got the different edge.
And he loves music, so yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, they opened for the Henchmen at the Gold Dollar Bar. And at that point, Meg had only been playing for a couple months, as you mentioned. And he complained that, we can't headline because we're a two-piece. No one takes us seriously. Yeah. And they played.
That was the unique part of it, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Two people in the band?
I would have thought, honestly, if I had seen them at the time, I thought, surely they're going to add a third piece. Surely there's going to be another guitar player or something, or an organist, or I don't know. But they played a lot of gigs in front of 20 people. And he also was criticized a lot for his whiny, high-pitched voice. And then somehow, I guess just over time, it sort of fell into place, the voice, the music. And I don't know. I was trying to remember his hair being dyed blonde.
I don't remember that at all. That's so weird.
Can you
picture him with blonde hair?
No, I can't. Also, it seems like he's supposed to have dark hair. Really dark
hair.
Yeah.
And they said that the White Stripes was also misprinted on their first two singles.
Oh, yeah.
I got the name wrong. White Strikes, I think.
And those are worth millions now or something?
Probably. Yeah, worth a lot, yeah.
Oh, there he is with blonde hair.
Yeah.
And it's short.
Whoa!
Oh, I don't like that at all.
You know, I've completely missed that he joined The Go in 1988, this band called The Go. And then he sort of left that behind. I guess the singer and Jack was too much, two guys, too passionate, too strong. And so Jack said, I'm going to go back to this thing. And then again, I was like, oh, my God, those guys in The Go must be going, oh, what the fuck?
It does seem like he needs to, you know, be in charge or work alone.
I mean, I think he's worthy. Yeah. I mean, I think the guy in The Go is probably saying, you know, maybe I should have lightened up a little bit. Because he liked playing in the band.
Yeah. Look at that old chick man tree.
They were in Rolling Stone magazine. They were in Rolling Stone magazine before they had a publicist.
Oh, really?
I thought that was a great
fact. Is that a disaster?
Fact. No, it just showed that he was just so focused on the music that that other shit, he just didn't.
Huh.
It wasn't that important to him.
Can
appreciate that. I mean, they needed one eventually, of course. And then White Blood Cells was recorded in Memphis in 2001. And it kind of got me marveling. Oh, look at all the music that's been made in Memphis. Well, unbelievable.
Yeah. That city is just irrepressible, you know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Nashville, too. A ton is made in Nashville, man.
And
Beale Street amazed me when I went there, though, that there are, like, improvisational things all along the street, you know? They don't even have to be inside of a club.
Oh, street musicians?
And it's just, yeah.
Live music. Just a lot of live music.
Everywhere.
Is, you know, it's hard to know where you can find it.
New Orleans is like
yeah,
that.
Around here, you know, there are only a couple of places where you can go to get, you know, like or expect a band to play if you're going out for that.
But one of the big turning points was John Peel from the UK getting the White Stripes album and playing it. And John Peel was very influential. And the next thing you know, they're selling 700,000 copies. Of course, they got the deal with V2, retained ownership, control. I mean, he did all those things right. Like Taylor Swift, did she maybe read this article and think, oh, I guess I could have done that, but I wanted to move a little faster.
She still could.
Yeah, she could easily buy it. Booch. So
now here he is with all the dudes, Judy, where he rocks out. Dudes rock.
Whoa.
He does have a very unique voice.
He does.
Look at the strong men.
That outfit is so...
I don't know why, but I love the Napoleon Dynamite song, which is so not White Stripes.
Can't we be friends?
That one?
Yeah.
That outfit that he's wearing, though, no one else could pull that off.
Wait, you don't think I could pull that off? First off, it doesn't come in my size.
A little bullfighter outfit.
It is. He's a matador.
Yeah, they talked about the red and white, too, that his house was all red and white. I mean, he's definitely had some...
Yeah.
Oh, smack that. A lot of idiosyncrasies.
And then he included Mort Krim in one of his songs, so...
Why does Mort Krim keep getting referenced everywhere? The Detroit TV show, Jack White. Why don't we ever get a reference anywhere?
Krim is the shit, though.
Krim?
Is he really the shit?
I think his parts on the Detroiters weren't.
Those were really good.
But, really good.
And did you know Walcheck does the lead in for those segments? That's his voice, Walcheck?
On Detroiters?
Oh, no.
Where he's
you're
like,
making...
the chump.
I'm officially calling this a snub.
The chump of the week.
You know who pissed me off? Dale Stern, the principal of Diana Lewis Elementary, who permanently canceled Pizza Fridays. Now, if pizza's not healthy, how come I've never seen a fat Italian? You, sir, are a pepperoni. This week's chump is my son's best friend, Tucker.
Where's Rob?
If you're coming to someone's house for a sleepover, you don't get a nosebleed.
What a fucking snub
this
is.
That's all my stuff you bled on, Tucker.
And I'm livid. It's clearly a snub. And, you know, we interviewed, who's the black guy, Richardson?
Sam
Richardson, yeah. I swear, he acted like he had no idea.
He doesn't.
Well, how does he know Mort Krim and all these other things?
I guess
Mitch Albom.
He only watched TV. All right,
I'm Mort Krim, which in French means death and crime.
I mean, their references are like a 50-year-old's references.
All right, this should be Rob at the beginning of this, I think.
And now it's time for Mort Grimm's Chomp of the Week.
Just in time.
See?
You know what pissed me off? Dale Stern.
Whatever.
Wow.
Whatever. You're insulting.
I don't want to be on the show anymore. It's off the air anyway.
It's canceled.
See, it's canceled.
Now we know why.
Because.
Yeah,
because
judgment
you.
Calls like that. Snubs. I mean, really, snubbing people, that's just silly. Up-and-coming guys.
What are the point of snubbing you?
Exactly. Yeah. The dog days of summer are here, and that means Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, and they need to make room. Get rid of those 19s. So it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments on your next new ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. If you've been waiting for the summer clearance event, here it is. 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month. How about a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month? And then Ram trucks. People love those Ram trucks. Lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Big Horn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot Summer's clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon-to-not-be-massive inventory at dealsindeed.com.
I don't normally comment on the commercials, but that commercial makes me just a little horny.
That's why.
So,
delivery is dead on.
All right. Corrective eye surgery, one of the great lifestyle improvements and breakthroughs of the century. LASIK is one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine. It's changed the lives of millions of people by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better with all of that old technology. Dr. Yaldo is the most experienced and honored eye surgeon in Michigan. 30,000-plus people have gotten a state-of-the-art custom LASIK, and most get better than 20/20. So it takes a few minutes. It's painless. You get to throw all those contacts and glasses in the garbage. Or maybe the multifocal lens implants for people 45-plus, which frees you from your hated reading glasses. No more reading glasses along with precision far vision. You got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. And they've got all these great frames. You can do all the non-LASIK stuff there, too. So check out Dr. Yaldo for frames or sunglasses, subscriptions. Take a new pair of glasses every month. Prescription glasses in either way. Tell them Drew Mike sent you for an additional discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
I love your eyes.
Hey, do you remember your favorite rapper, Tay-K?
Yeah, he got 55 years.
Yeah.
That's for the first murder.
Are you surprised that he got that long? Although it is Texas.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. No, I'm glad. I'm very happy.
I'm trying to remember. Is Tay-K...
Yeah.
Okay, I remember who he is now. He was the guy that was on the run. He murdered the second guy, and he put the song out, and it got millions and millions of downloads, because, oh, my God, he's on the run. And people were online going, go, Tay-K, run, Tay-K.
And they used it against him, too, in court.
Yeah, they used the lyrics against him.
Wow.
Why not?
Thank God.
What a moron.
Mm-hmm. 17 years old.
And, you know, he's so angry about it. And by the way, congratulations to his attorneys who got him bail against the wishes of many, many people who were stunned that they would give this guy bail. Of course, he cuts the
tether
off and goes and murders someone else and puts a song on and gets millions of downloads. So I guess it's a winner, right?
Is that him today, Brandon?
Yeah.
Wow. He's packing on some pounds.
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, he's done. Say goodbye to him.
Good. He'll probably release a song from prison.
Yeah,
he'll probably get millions and millions and millions of downloads.
He killed somebody. Prison food.
By the way,
and penis.
That song that he put out that got all the millions of downloads, it sucked. It was horrible. Is this it?
I think so.
Yay!
Yeah! What? Oh,
is this it?
You know, it's crazy. It's playing, and I don't know where it's playing from on my computer. Tay-K has taken over my computer.
So mysterious.
Oh, okay, there he goes.
Brilliant piece of art.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Cool, dude.
Cool. That reminds me, today,
Dick.
I saw something, and I know, you know, people complain about unequal justice all the time. I'm always amazed people don't get worse penalties, because, you know, you look at, for example, the guy that killed the guy after the car accident. They get a fender bender downtown on the west side, and this white kid from Berkeley gets out of the car, and you know, he's a really innocuous looking person. He's not very threatening. He walks up to this much taller guy, Lawrence James Davis, who's wanted. He hasn't been caught yet, has he?
I don't think so. No.
And he throws the nastiest sucker punch, and this guy is just out. And then he proceeds to kill him. Mm-hmm. Well, that guy, have you seen his record?
No. Well, let me guess.
The guy that killed him?
He's got a lot of charges on there.
Oh, I mean,
I'm shocked.
They put it up on either Channel 7 or Fox 2, and it was like, I mean, how long would it take to scroll that thing? Holy shit.
You scroll it?
Well, you could scroll it.
They should do it like, remember the old...
like On the Road by Jack Kerouac, just one long scroll.
Compilation albums.
He typed that in 3 days. He was taking, what's that speed they used to take?
I know what you're talking about.
Methadrine or something?
Oh, yeah, Dexedrine.
It was definitely something from the old, it was old speed, like people in the 50s took, and he just typed and typed and typed and typed and typed for 3 days.
It gives you a boner.
And that's On the Road. He did get a few of those.
Wow.
Then there was the guy who, and I'm not trying to say this is, you know, not a bad thing to do. It was horrible. Remember the coach, the 43-year-old coach, high school basketball coach, who was banging, she was a high school kid. I think she was 16 or 17.
Yeah.
And he got caught in the parking lot of the Red Roof Inn. He had just had sex with her. Mm-hmm. And they had sex before. And he had really sort of groomed her. And it was a real sick, twisted thing. But he was a high school basketball coach. Mm-hmm. He did not have a horrible record. And so I saw they got 7 to 15 years, and I'm like, wait a second. Jeffrey Epstein, he got work release for 13 months for 50 girls who were younger.
And he banged some while he was on work release.
And his cell was unlocked, too.
I mean, and not to mention, you know, when I was watching the Oakland Child Killer, that two-part series they had,
yeah,
those guys were pedophiles with really young girls. They were getting a couple years, and they were back out. And
it's money, I mean, I was stunned power, by man. That.
But this guy's a high school basketball coach who would have some resources, I would think. He got 7 to 15 years. And I'm not like, oh, my God, let him out. It's not that. It's just that why does some of these other fucks who are 10 times as bad, like this guy that murdered this guy, what was he doing out?
It's a great question.
It's the jurisdiction and the courtroom and...
What was the other guy charged for, the guy that killed the Berkeley dude? Like before, what were all his charges?
Mark, it was a scroll. I can't even start to tell you. There were so many things on there.
Okay. I can't find it either.
Yeah, if you can find it.
I'm looking for it.
You can read through it.
Speaking of justice in Detroit, you see the gas station clerk that shot the guy?
Yeah, and hit the
wrong person.
Yeah.
Did you see why he was shooting after the thief, what he stole?
What did he? Oh, potato chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So now a wrong guy's dead.
Oh, he died.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. When I saw the story, I don't think he was dead.
Shot in the chest. I thought that's what it said.
Oh, my. Oh, boy.
But now, you know, the other two have been arrested, one for potato chips, one for, you know, shooting a different guy.
Well, at least they got to sell that bag of potato chips, though. That makes it.
What kind of chips were they?
He was stealing it.
But he shot him and he got it back. Put it on the shelf.
Oh, that's true.
Someone ate it.
Well, he shot the wrong guy. If the right guy gave it back, I guess, yeah. He did get to sell them eventually. You know, I meant to mention this in the music portion. Did you see Mick Jagger's 2-year-old at his concert? Giant fucking headphones.
Oh, my God.
Love you, Jagger.
I was livid.
Why is he there?
I don't know why he's there. Probably because the mom figures, well, he could die any day, and my so beautiful son won't get to see him.
Baby headphone alert.
So
baby headphone alert.
There's baby Mick Jagger with these giant headphones.
Did he look like baby Mick Jagger?
Not really.
He didn't look like
I don't know. Yeah, that's the one with the supermodel.
Ballerina?
Still with her?
I think Mick Jagger isn't really with anybody.
That's true. Anyway,
have you ever looked through his children from different people?
8 kids with 5 women.
He's got quite a few.
They're pretty good looking, generally.
Yeah, they are. Well,
he
did select good partners.
He had supermodels.
Starting with Marsha Hunt.
It's a good DNA mix.
Yeah,
He's really? Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
Well,
chicks certainly dug him.
Do you approve of this kid's name, by the way? Did you see his name?
What's his name?
Devereaux. D-E-V-E-R-E-A-U-X.
That's a great name.
I'm going to blame it on the mom because I don't think Mick cared.
No, he chose
it. Yeah, Devereaux. That was beautiful.
I heard he was a big late 90s Red Wings fan. He named him after Boyd
Devereaux. Oh, okay, cool. That's even better. Do we have the...
His other kids' names are Georgia, James, Jade, Elizabeth, Lucas, Karis, K-A-R-I-S, and Gabriel. And then Devereaux.
Gabriel.
The oldest is 48 and the youngest is...
Oh, that's normal.
One, two.
Two, two and a half.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow. Do we have the
He does look like Mick. You don't think he looks like Mick?
I didn't really look at him. I just saw the
head. He does.
I saw the headphones and
even
I was
has tattoos.
Appalled.
Come here.
He does. He has tattoos.
Is it tattoo? Right,
there he is.
Tats already?
Yeah, he looks just like Mick.
A blonde Mick. The lips.
Yeah, blonde Mick. And a young one.
Wow.
He sure does.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. And his hair is so
love
long.
You, Jagger. Well, that's worth it then. He'll sort of take over for his dad at some point.
The positions, positions his kid's mom can get into. Yikes! Did you see these?
God, is she pretty?
Go to her Instagram. She's a ballerina.
Do we have any good comments on her Instagram?
Well, let's check this one.
Did the baby bitch walk before he actually walked?
Yeah. So this one, she's on her toes, bending over, and someone just wrote, "Oh my gosh!" Googly eye emojis.
Jeez.
Flawless. Wow. Incredible. Ooh, incredible than okay sign, so, racist.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, the Rogers Center, by the way, has the white supremacy sign up on the... it's a series of hand signals, apparently, for I don't know what.
Yeah, it's at my daughter's daycare,
they have
too.
The white supremacy sign
up. I have to pull her out of there soon.
Huh. Wow, and they're not taking the sign down.
No, they're trying to teach the babies to do that sign if they're okay. There's different sign language that you like to teach babies, and that's one of the ones that's on the wall
better,
there.
They better change it.
So the babies are white supremacists?
I love how we just accept that this is the white supremacist now. Why do we give everything to white supremacists?
It. Everyone knows it's a joke.
I know, but why are media
the guy got kicked
stories.
Out of Wrigley Field for having an upside-down okay sign?
Why is Rolling
the Cubs
Stone
are soft.
Making articles
But if you
it?
Read that Rolling Stone article, it is the most clickbaity clickbait of all time.
Yeah.
And they're just asking, more or less, what does it mean? Because he's giving a speech to, what's that group called again? The college group? I forget what they're called. One Direction or something?
I'm of the understanding that you should not make the upside down okay sign. And now it seems it's expanding to the normal okay sign, unless you want to be confused with white supremacists. But I
think you're more of a racist than I am.
What I don't understand is why don't people say, look, it's an okay sign, okay? If a white supremacist makes it, he's a white supremacist anyway, so who the fuck cares?
Yeah. It's a white supremacist
doing
an okay
it's
sign.
It's always been our okay sign, and you can't just say it's something else, and it becomes that.
Okay, second down and nine.
I mean, we're not talking about the Nazis or something.
Oh.
They haven't taken over the world yet.
So that Rolling Stone article, it was Turning Point USA who he was talking to, which he always does that okay sign when he talks. So, yeah, it's pointless to even write the article. It is clickbaity. But the reason I think they wrote it is because that one guy who went to UNLV was doing it and yelling white power when he got kicked out of Turning Point.
And that's what makes it.
That's one guy.
And the head of Turning Point.
So the next day, if the president makes an okay sign, it's a problem.
No, of course not. I'm just explaining why the article exists.
Why don't people write articles saying, hey, by the way, fuck you and what you claim is white supremacy. It's the okay sign, so go to hell.
Yeah.
If you're a white supremacist, you're a white supremacist. What is a sign... What's the difference?
It's dog whistle.
There's so much more to you than just that.
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
Hey, Brandon, any good comments on the on those pictures? There's some pretty sexy pictures up there.
Yeah, there is. She's definitely flexible. I saw one with underboob, and everybody's like, oh, God.
Yeah, well, the one comment was, great underboob. It's like, well, you know what? It's really not that great underboob because she, what, is an A cup? But
what's that? There's got to be some good ones there.
No. She nude?
Put the one where she's completely folded over.
I know.
I can say is wow.
But
there's no.
She bends like a ballerina.
Why do certain groups not understand the value of the eggplant emoji?
Look at how. Oh
my God. I know these would be. These be high classed creeps because she's a ballerina?
Yeah, they are.
They are because they're ballerina fans.
But
yes,
I mean.
The arts.
Why are they responding to Mick Jagger's baby mama? Why are they making a comment anyway?
Because if he could get her, anybody
could. She's got 23,500 followers. So
she's very, very pretty.
Those are her fans.
She's doing Mick. Couldn't she do better than Mick?
I would like to think so. I understand. Couldn't she get a 35-year-old rock
star?
That's
what I mean. That's what
I don't.
But
I never understand this.
Maybe they had a real emotional connection.
Superb under.
Doesn't he? I mean,
superb under boob.
A lot in common.
Doesn't he support them basically for the rest of their lives? He's got how many exes?
Five
kids by five baby mamas.
Wow, that's a lot of support.
He's got it. He can pull it off.
Yeah, he was touring now.
Breaking news: Anne-Marie LaFlamme has LaFlamme. It's LaFlamme, isn't it? I heard
she
her say
said LaFlamme. I always thought it was LaFlamme.
So she posted a thing on Instagram, and of course, our man commented, but he just wrote, "Good morning, Rose emoji." That's all he wrote.
What's he changing it up for?
I don't know. Go with
Ginger Z was at Belle Isle today. Did anyone go to see Ginger Z? I was wondering that because they had a promo, and I'm like, is anybody really up to go see Ginger Z at Belle Isle this morning?
No. You're the sexiest woman on Detroit television. You are so cute. I guess she messed up in this too. Now I kind of want to hear it. Let's see.
I do want to check in with Strahan and Sarah to see what's happening at 1 p.m. today. Hey guys. Hey Anne-Marie, in the great city of Detroit, we have an awesome Strahan and Sarah today. O-Town is here and Starship
O-Town.
And Rose co-hosting. And we've got the stars of TLC Smothered. Plus, you got to see what
happens
when
good
I
show.
The astronauts coming up at 1.
That's a terrible show.
None of them are Strahan or Sarah, are they?
If we were offered O-Town or that other thing, we wouldn't turn them down.
You're gorgeous.
Wait, where's Strahan at, and Sarah?
What are people saying to that picture, Brandon?
Oh, you're a complete goddess. true hottie. Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
I'd love
really.
To kiss your cheek. So beautiful.
Kiss your cheek.
God, these people.
Oh, here's our man. But there's no. Oh, there he is. Good night, dimples.
Oh, what?
Totally go to night.
Really?
Good night. Oh, that means he's beaten off and going to bed.
Rise and shine and give God the glory. Have a blessed day.
He's talking to his
penis.
How
all of them become Christian when they message her.
Well, because she's very religious. They think that's the way to get to her.
Do you think it's a religious tight dress store that she goes to?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Wow, he hit this post multiple times. He had the good night, dimples.
Oh,
and here's
God.
A good morning, dimples.
Jeez.
A creep. Boy.
You look so fresh and glowy.
Ugh.
Chloe.
Fresh and glowy.
I'm your one-way ticket to your darker side, sexy. What? I'm your one-way ticket to
Who
your darker side.
Who is that dude?
It's this guy right here.
Oh.
Is that? Looks like the ladies' man.
It does. No, he looks like he could show her some things.
So on the picture with Ginger Z.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
This picture of Ginger Z where she is at the tight dress store again, Anne-Marie shop there. This guy wrote, Dimples. This is not the other guy. So I guess they're
really?
Just calling her that.
Wow.
Dimples, you always look gorgeous in your pictures. Red dress looks good on you.
Someone let me know. Was there a big crowd for Ginger Z?
No, there was nobody.
Are you sure?
No, yeah, positive.
Did you see it?
No.
Can we check Good Morning America? Because she's probably doing the weather at Belle Isle.
Why was she in Belle Isle?
I can't picture people just racing to Belle Isle for Ginger Z.
She's likable enough,
though. I like her, too, and she's from Michigan. She's very likable.
Maybe
they're Brad Edwards' best friend.
Really?
She's amazing, and so are you.
Maybe they're people who want to be on camera, though, and get on Good Morning America.
Oh, that's true, I suppose. I just thought Belle Isle was not the place to be.
It's a bit remote.
I was picturing some GMA person thinking, oh, my God, Belle Isle, it's so cool. And then I was thinking,
So Belle Isle's got a lot
of... Would you drive to the 7-Eleven for it?
What's that?
Would you drive to the 7-Eleven?
I would. I like Ginger Z.
But you know what? Belle Isle's got a lot of things to put on camera, like a fountain, and the city of Detroit's behind it.
But they're doing promos telling people to go there.
Oh, I know.
So that
I don't
means,
know what
you
do
that means you're
you
supposed
there.
To have a crowd when you show her.
Well, you can go to the greenhouse.
Looks so
there.
Gorgeous.
Just got redone.
Beautiful.
Or the aquarium.
You reading more comments, Brandon?
I am. There's, you know, because she's got
That's
the
a lot of
with,
them.
Yeah. With Ginger Z, she had, you know, the two of them are together, so it's
put the ZZs on you.
Your balls so hot.
Oh, there she is. Okay, here we go. There's no one there, or at least no one behind her.
Oh, my God, it's empty.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, stiffed.
Tornado to Cape Cod, pummeled boats with
big
waves.
Oh, my God,
waves.
I watched that video all day long of the roof coming off the hotel at Cape Cod.
Did anybody hurt?
Yeah. Detroit this morning. Good morning, Ginger.
Good morning, George. We're only in the upper 50s here. There are still folks in Michigan without power. Tens of thousands. That's the fifth day. But as we go into this, it's important to watch that Cape Cod tornado was only the fourth in recorded history.
Is no one watching Channel 7 anymore?
No, but she's drawing national attention to the fact that we've been 5 days without power. 14,000 people still. I mean,
can we just see one fan?
I'm looking.
Oh, there's the Canadian couple.
Serious as Michelle thought on the Canadian couple, by the way. Her name is Gina. Do you know that?
Gina?
China.
China.
Is her name? China.
Yeah. C-H-Y-N-N-A, I think.
Do you know her brother's name is?
I don't know.
Britain.
Britain?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that kind of a weird first
name?
Those
place name people?
Yeah, I would say.
Britain and China.
Let's just see one fan. I just want to see one. Not one person that ran out to see Ginger Z.
Is this anybody there at
I'm unhappy for Ginger Z.
I know.
Isn't there anybody biking or running on Belle Isle at that
hour? I hope she responded better than Rich Little. The Rich Little incident.
So mad.
I hope she didn't have bodyguards with her. Like Rich Little. Oh, is that painful?
Yeah. Did she spend the whole day?
I don't know.
Something beside a weather story?
She's still down there.
Do you think, I just want people listening to know there's no other show that is going all the way through Good Morning America to see if anyone showed up for Ginger Z at Belle Isle. No one on the planet is providing this service for
you. Oh, there she is again. No one's there.
No one?
Hang on. Well, I think it's a tease here, so.
I think somebody at GMA has got to be blown out over this.
Welcome back to GMA. We are kicking off another leg of the road trip. You see the Winnebago there behind me. And today, we bring you to Detroit.
So much
more coming up from here.
It's an accident.
But of course, we've got to get you your latest news and weather and all that brought to you by Target.
Wow. Zero people.
Can we see? There's another forecast.
Zero people.
That hurts. After we specifically do find that Ginger Z had no one at Belle Isle, can you find the CBS Morning News with the R. Kelly crisis manager?
Oh, yeah. I love that guy. He's great. He might be the best crisis manager I've ever seen.
I got it here, Mark.
What? Oh, okay.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, you got R. Kelly?
No, play that one.
And Michigan's own Ginger Z is live on Belle Isle this morning. Good morning, Ginger. Great seeing you this morning.
Ooh, it's awful quiet.
Good morning, and I think you all are such troopers. We were out way too late last night, the four of us. We are so, so happy to be here with GMA this morning, and I was just hearing that Kid Rock's house is for sale. I can go by and take some more pics if you guys want. Apparently, I'm very close.
There's no one there.
But we are here. Yes,
she's from Michigan.
That was not even planned. This just happens to be, right? And so such a beautiful night spent with you all, getting to know Detroit again. I came here a lot when I was a kid because I'm from
the
west side of the
state. See, there's Channel 7 in the promo that no one responded to.
But Detroit, as all of you know, is not the same Detroit as 30 years ago. And my goodness, it was so great to catch up, see some of the special spots. And that's what I want to share on GMA. This whole GMA road trip is about celebrating American cities, being in cities for good reasons, because we often come when something bad has happened. And just showcasing what we see along the road.
Okay, we
can
speed up to the last forecast and see if anyone's there. I don't
know. You know what?
Let's just assume there were throngs of people.
There wasn't, because remember they had to cut out at 10 after 8 for Mueller.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Let's just
if you're into Ginger Z there, honestly, I thought I heard.
Gay fucking shit.
There was that delay there that would have fit perfectly.
Yeah. I think he said, like, go.
Same too. Good morning, Ginger. Great seeing you this morning.
Okay. Good morning.
Try it again.
I'm
hear it again. Sorry.
Is that okay?
And Michigan's own Ginger Z is live on Belle Isle this morning. Good morning, Ginger. Great seeing you this morning.
Gay fucking shit.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, and I think you all are such troopers. We were out way too late last night.
Why is that so funny?
Don't anyone say that wasn't worth it.
Is that? It's just the best. Okay, crisis manager?
Yeah, find the crisis manager. And Trudy, can you take care of Dr. Roche? And our friends at Zot.
Sure.
Now, last time we saw the crisis manager, he was this is R. Kelly's crisis manager. He was being attacked by the father of the one lady who was his slave living with him.
Right? No, he took a pound. I felt bad for him, which is weird because he's doing a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed that he had to take that job. It'd be nice if he could have turned it down. But then this whole thing where he's asked, would you leave your daughter with R. Kelly? And he said, I wouldn't leave my daughter with any accused pedophile. Oh, that was a great answer, though, wasn't
it? Yes, it was.
I mean, honestly.
Cost him his job, but.
Well, he needed to get a new job.
So whoever takes a job should be willing to leave their children with R. Kelly. Because then they go, oh, Child Protective Services!
I mean,
really,
enough.
if somebody says, oh, I'd love to leave my kids with R. Kelly, shouldn't Child Protective Services be called?
Instantly.
So
yeah.
I think he had the right answer.
You know what? That on his resume, though, he controlled the crisis up to that point. That's pretty skillful.
Could put it on a sizzle reel.
Sure. And on Zat Ford's sizzle reel is they're in the middle of their Hurry Up and Save sales event. Probably you've heard that you can save 20% off a sticker during the sale at other dealerships. But our friends at Zat Ford and DealsInTheD.com will do way better than that while helping you get the new Ford of your dreams. For example, you can get 0% financing for 60 months and over $14,000 off a new 19 Ford Explorer XLT. That's almost 30% off sticker. Or lease it as low as $171 a month. How about 0% financing for 72 months? Or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 at 2 is almost 30% off sticker, or to lease it as low as $99 a month. We all know Zat Ford is the spot for all automotive deals that are hot. So go see Anthony, the real sales manager, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sale event passes you by at the end of July.
Good job.
Oh, I also turn the page to Dr. Roche, and it's always that picture.
Why is it always that picture?
Why is that picture out of there, Ryan?
Creep.
Who is that?
Animal.
But you should get a mommy makeover if you're thinking about it. Mm. Now's the time, because in July, they have a lot of good stuff, really great incentives for getting your mommy makeover and turning yourself into a hot mama at Dr. Roche's. Body tight and breast lifts, fat transfers, 360 lipo and body type, up $600 off an area.
Why not?
And that really adds up. Like belly or your butt or your face.
Virginia.
Buy one, get one.
The sheriff, the Washtenaw County sheriff on the Rob Walchek Michigan murders piece that he did, I think it was on the first night, he said he was trying to describe the horrific crime. And, you know, John Norman Collins stuck something in what he called her vagina.
Vagina?
I couldn't stop. I don't know why.
How long ago was that?
50 years. 50, that's 50 why
years.
Rob
Maybe
did
that's
it.
What it.
So Rob was on with ML yesterday, and we were talking about it. And because I had seen that and laughed, I started talking about, yeah, he, you know, stuck things in their. And I slipped and said it the way the sheriff did. It was in my head. Oh, it made me laugh. So,
well, you can
sorry.
Get your vagina or you your can, vagina.
You can
work
fix
on.
Your vagina and make it a vagina.
Yeah, at Dr. Roche's. They do Diva, which literally they have a great deal on Diva too, $38.50.
Do
and
it.
Then
sold.
$1,000 G spot on top of that, just to punctuate that.
And, hi, mommy.
That tightens and controls.
I love saving money.
A facelift for your vagina. Just call 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com to look at before and after. And I think there might be vaginas. Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe not.
Vagina!
I know that in the before picture,
look like?
They're a mess. In the after picture, they're looking good.
Nice. Here's R. Kelly's crisis manager.
Oh, my God.
Still got that cool hair.
Nice facial hair.
On CBS tight fake, too. Gail, it's good to see you again.
Good morning.
Listen, I knew when I asked that question, I wasn't expecting him to say, yes, Gail, as a matter of fact, I have. But now he was arrested 10 days ago while he was walking his dog. He's now facing 195 years in prison based on the Chicago charges alone. Your feeling, his feeling this time around is what?
Well, Mr. Kelly is a mess right now.
nice crisis.
Well, he's afraid. He's scared. He's isolated.
Well, let's focus on the allegations first, and then we'll get back to his mental state.
My kids is listening to this.
Your feeling about these latest charges, does he believe that he'll be acquitted again? Does this case feel different to you this time?
It does feel different, but I said from the beginning that if you have the book has the key.
Tapes.
If you read the indictment, it's only 5 tapes.
Now, they're talking about the case before. Does that mean the old case when he got acquitted because his brother was the one on the video peeing?
I don't know how many.
This crisis manager wasn't involved in that case.
I flew in on a helicopter.
What's he talking about?
His charges. Does he believe that he'll be acquitted again? Does this case feel different to you this time?
It does feel different, but I said from the beginning that if you have the book has the key. 20 tapes. If you read the indictment,
what a great saying.
Five tapes.
That's
not 20 tapes.
I don't think the number of the tapes is the issue, Daryl. I think what's on the tapes is the issue. And now comes word that one of the victims in 2008 is now cooperating with authorities. Doesn't this make this case different this time?
I don't see how. If she said that nothing happened, it wasn't her. Her mother said it wasn't her. Her father said it wasn't her.
She's cooperating this time, though. She's
no one ever denies it when they're with the person.
In this case, with the same young lady.
Kelly has repeatedly said that he doesn't have any money right now. He can't make any because he can't go perform. How is he paying for his legal defense? Are other celebrities or musicians providing him money?
Well, Miss Kelly does have royalties that come in. So he's living on some of his royalties that he has.
What does he have coming in?
Royalties.
Royalties?
Royalties.
Is there no Y in that word?
Well, when you're a crisis manager.
Explain all of these allegations. I know Mr. Kelly and yourself and all of his team have said he's absolutely innocent. You have so many women who have come forward and they're telling the same story for a long period of years.
Every one of them.
All of these women just not telling the truth?
Here's what I say. I've never called anybody a liar. I came on 7 months ago. I walked into a front door, and I seen Mr. Kelly being a normal person. I seen Ezreal and Jocelyn.
Those are the two women who are with him now.
They won.
With him since like 16.
No wonder what time I was coming. I arrived. Mr. Kelly was recording. 20 minutes later, Ezreal and Jocelyn walked in with shopping bags. No security. Free, doing what they want to do.
Why don't they talk to their parents?
And I spent a lot of time with Mr. Kelly, and I still say my eye is trained. I haven't seen anything that would cause me to be suspicious of
Daryl, of course you wouldn't see anything. I came in and saw Mr. Kelly being a normal person, too. Right. Sitting at his kitchen counter, drinking tea, all of that. I saw that, too. We are not going to see that type of behavior.
He's not
going to
molest little girls in front of them?
All of these women, through decades now, have been telling the same story.
Right.
Of course, you and I aren't going to see that, or someone, if we walked in his house. What do you say to all of these women?
That's
the question that haunts many people.
Absolutely, and I understand that. What I say is, again, they've indicted Mr. Kelly. He's in jail right now. He will have his day in court, and they will have to bring the evidence. And that's what has to be done. If the evidence stick, Mr. Kelly will spend the rest of his life in the penitentiary.
You have a 20-something-year-old daughter. Would you allow
Should a crisis manager know tense is better than Ricky Henderson?
I wouldn't leave my daughter with anybody.
Tense is better than Ricky Henderson.
So you would not?
I would not leave my daughter with anyone that's accused of being a pedophile. Oh. I would not.
That doesn't seem like a contradiction to you. You're sitting here defending R. Kelly, but at the same time saying you wouldn't leave your own daughter with him.
I wouldn't leave my daughter with anyone. Okay. I'm going to say it again. That's accused of being a pedophile.
All right. You started at the beginning talking about Mr. Kelly's mental health. What is his mental health? Is he under suicide watch? Are you concerned
about? I am concerned about Mr. Kelly.
Is he under suicide watch?
I would assume at this point he is. Mr. Kelly's a mess. I mean, you know, I've heard red statements that he's happy and this is going on. And
I don't want to
want to be at this particular place. It's absolutely not true. No one wants to be locked down 24 hours, no TV. He can't read and write, so he can't read a book.
nice crisis manager.
It's almost as if he's already been...
I guess part of his defense.
The jury's convicted him.
Are you concerned about him harming himself while he's in prison?
Sure. I am.
You listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Harming himself how?
I don't know. When you're in the state of mind of Ms. Kelly right now, any person, including myself or you, would probably want to... the authorities would be cautious of what is taking place.
Thank you, Daryl Johnson.
You're welcome.
Here today.
Right out the door.
They blew him out after that.
I'd kill myself if I was him.
If you're R. Kelly?
Party's over.
He digs himself too much. And he thinks that sometime in the future he's going to get it all back.
Yeah.
I think he does. He'll probably believe that. And maybe
I'm not sure. Even if he was found not guilty, I'm amazed at the bookings he was getting back in 2017, like Little Caesars Arena had them. They had protesters. People were livid about it. Boom, 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 boom.
Just played. Tell me.
He does have a point. He does have royalties on.
Yeah.
This is not royalties about music.
Aren't what they used to be.
Well, no, you're right.
Zero.
They're not going to pay for the big compound anymore.
The last show he did was in Greensboro, And that show, he's at the front of the stage, and women are rubbing his crotch. There's like three or four women rubbing his crotch at the front of the page. I tweeted it out. What? Do you remember that, Brandon?
I do remember that.
What, I mean, did that blow your mind?
It was insane.
First of all, I can't believe chicks just do that.
I can't believe he didn't get a boner.
I know. Well, they were too old, probably. Oh, my God, what a story. What a flipping story. Okay. You know,
do you have your passport?
Great song.
Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
I wonder if he thinks he's getting out of this.
Oh, I'm sure he thinks so.
I think he's because it happened once.
People are emboldened when they get away with something. Yeah. I mean, that's I don't know. Boy, the walls are really closing on this guy.
Good.
Yeah. And Lifetime's going to do an Epstein documentary, which I was pretty pumped about.
And the Surviving R. Kelly people are doing the... Oh, is that what you're talking about? Is it that same thing?
Yeah, it's like Surviving R. Kelly.
Yeah, that was on Live. But the same people that did that one are doing this one, so yeah.
And you know what I really want to see? You know those Where Are They Now type things?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see an expanded Where Are They Now on the chicks dancing with Trump at that party with him and Epstein.
Wouldn't you love to know? I think they were NFL cheerleaders.
But I still would like to know where they are now, because they look like the biggest dopes. But they're all pretty.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're all ready to put out for Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't Trudy, were you embarrassed to be a female?
I hated seeing that. God, that was hard.
Well, don't we have the?
I wonder who is more embarrassed: people that are embarrassed by Trump or people embarrassed by the chicks?
I said it was double barrel.
I got to go with the chicks.
But then
she is a goofus.
He grabbed that one chick when he did the grab around her waist,
yes,
and then
the little hit her butt
in the butt, and it's like, ah, and she's really into it.
That was so bad.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice. That I can
it was
crazy
horrible.
Dancing, making my penis.
I think it
why wouldn't someone do? Why wouldn't someone do a Where Are They Now? Wouldn't everyone watch that? Wouldn't you want, what happened to those dopes that were dancing with Trump? Well,
we know the guy that booked them. Remember, because he said the only other two people on the guest list were Epstein and Trump. So when
he doesn't know where they are now.
Oh, why not? He's got their contact. Maybe he's got a new gig for them.
How old are they now?
It's just amazing. They would be probably in their late 40s.
Yeah, they were in their 20s during the video.
You know, they looked older, though. That's that 80s. Was it the 80s or 70s?
They could have looked like late 20s, but they were probably younger than that. Today...
it was an Epstein party, they were count on it.
It was sounded like it was a Trump party that he invited Epstein to. Because they weren't... Didn't they want to be Miss Universe or something? Wasn't there some connection to his pageant?
Yeah, probably.
Today there were arrests in New York for... some guys who were throwing shit at these two cops that were arresting a guy in Brooklyn, and it happened in Harlem, too. Two different places where New York cops were, they weren't doing anything wrong either. One guy just runs up and dumps a bucket of water on this one cop. Do you want to show the video, Brandon? Have you seen it?
I did, yeah. Let me pull it up.
This really blew my mind. And there was another video that was of two cops who... We're told this guy had, I forgot what he had done to this girl, but anyway, they went and they were cuffing him, and it was a pretty rough arrest, and it was right below the thing where these people are throwing water on the cops in Brooklyn, and they were throwing shit at him, too. One guy, I think, one of the cops is injured from something. But anyway, of course, there were more views of the cops who were arresting the wrong person.
Well,
of course there were.
People editing video have a bias.
Isn't it amazing how we have really repositioned cops as people who want to murder and do evil things to black people, not as people who uphold the law? And there are bad cops, and there are cops who've done bad things to black people. There are cops who've done bad things to white people, too. And I'm not trying to minimize anything. But generally speaking, police are the people that all of us would call if anything shitty happened, and they would be there.
Yeah.
But look at this. This is just so distressing to me, and I have a feeling we're going to see more of this. Just threw a ball at the cop's head.
That was a bucket.
Oh, it was the bucket. Okay.
I don't know why the audio keeps cutting.
Yeah, listen to the audio of the people just laughing. This is the funniest thing ever. No audio?
I don't know where.
You want to try another one? It's all over the place. I mean, this thing is all over the place.
That sucks.
I'm trying to find it without commentary because everybody has uploaded it with their own commentary.
So
those news stations probably.
So those people in the video are, I mean, that would be an attack. That would be assault.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
They've
arrested three of them.
Oh, so they got.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not all of them, but they got three of them.
Oh my God! They came over here to talk to them that they violated.
Did you see that water they threw on that guy?
Okay, look at
that guy.
Yeah, he just keeps walking like.
Why did the cop arrest him after he did that?
Because there was a crowd of people there, and it would have been a mass. I mean, it would have been ugly, I assume. And the cop would have been blamed for it, I'm sure. That's great.
Jeez.
Do you have any of the Harlem ones? That's the Brooklyn one, isn't it? Or is that the Harlem one?
Oh, I don't know.
Because it happened in two different places. And, there's...
Over the complete disrespect towards New York City Police Department officers being drenched with water, all caught on cell phone video.
Honestly, have you guys seen this story on TV? Because I haven't really seen the story. This is Fox News doing it, but...
Huh?
Was it on GMA today or yesterday? Or any of these...
I don't know.
News shows?
That's not the only one. A separate incident on the other side of town. This video showing a bucket being hurled at a cop.
Oh, man.
I know. It's amazing.
Right in the head.
So that's the local affiliate then with that story?
Fox News. But I just don't know why this wouldn't be a huge story.
There are a lot of things that I thought should be a huge story today that were just bumped out of the way because of the Mueller stuff and Boris Johnson.
Well, this was, I saw this 2 days ago. And
Ginger Z being here.
Yeah. Yeah, Ginger Z, that's huge.
That was huge.
Nobody showed, but it was huge. It's crazy. Oh, that's weird. I wonder if we will see more of that. Because, honestly, cops have been so vilified the last couple of years.
We need to play baseball with them again. Remember when we did that?
Yeah.
Another game.
Yeah.
Everybody has to have a community, game with.
I think it would take.
Activity with.
I don't know what it would take to restore cops as good guys, but it's going
to
take
a lot. To know them, to meet them, to interact with them.
It's hard to fight the narrative that's been out there the last couple of years. But yeah, that was hopefully that was an isolated incident. I don't know. And those guys, of course, were taping it. Just that's the funniest thing they've ever seen in their lives. That's great.
I need a mental health day after that.
Yeah, I can use a mental health day.
Yeah.
Oh, I got an email about that, by the way, from somebody from Oregon. Let me see if I can find it. It's weird. Having Maz in here, he really believed that was good, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that bizarre? It freaked me out a little bit.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. I wouldn't think even he, and Maz, there's a softness about him.
Well, yes, girls, right? So,
Yeah.
I love those. Hey, drops. Drew, I found it.
It feels more protective.
I found a media outlet that covered it. It was the lead story in Inside Edition yesterday.
Well, Inside Edition, but Inside Edition, I think they use pretty good judgment in Inside Edition.
Show of disrespect the best news, toward news, police in New York City. Outlet. Cops being inundated with water. And what's really getting people's attention is how the police officers respond. They don't. Stephen Fabian has the story.
That's what I was just saying. I'm surprised he doesn't arrest
him. The video is disturbing.
Well, there were a lot of people there. I think if he had tried to arrest him, it would have been worse.
But isn't that weird?
Okay. That's my feeling. I don't know why he didn't arrest him, honestly. I think there was a crowd of people there. I mean, they're just
a red hat, just bouncing up and down like that.
So they just decide which crime? I don't know. It's weird. I would just.
I would imagine they fear for. They probably were fearful for what would happen if they did arrest him.
Maybe it was the really hot day. They were trying to help him cool off.
Yeah. Right.
The restraint that those police officers showed. I mean, you got to wonder, why didn't they ever flinch? I mean, does this happen every day?
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Throwing things at an NYPD officer is not only not acceptable, it can lead to charges. All of those actions can lead to charges, additional charges.
In yet another video shocking America, a woman targeted with buckets as she talks to cops.
Though it water is not enough!
She pleads for help, but the cops just stay put in their patrol car. The fact that the police officers did not make any arrests and just seem to accept the public humiliation is sparking serious questions about the state of law enforcement, not just in New York, but around the country.
There's a total
disrespect for law enforcement.
NYPD Sergeant Joseph Imperatese blamed the political climate.
These officers don't want to be on the front page of the paper. With everything going on, police officers are afraid to take actions and it's going to get them hurt.
You're saying these officers were afraid to retaliate here?
In today's day and age of policing, there's got to be a line that's drawn.
If you got a crowd, it is.
They should have been arrested. They should have put a stop to it.
On social media, some commentators are comparing the videos to the notorious I Can't Breathe final moments of Eric Garner, who died after his arrest 5 years ago. I'm trying to figure out the reason for this outrage over NYPD being drenched with water, goes one comment. They still got to go home to see their families afterwards.
Oh,
Eric
Lord,
Garner did it.
Up.
We asked our followers on social media, NYPD officers do the right thing by ignoring groups of people dousing them with water? 65% said yes, apparently believing the cops were de-escalating the situation. 35% said no, arrests should have been made.
I'm going to say yes, because I would hate to see what would happen if they did go after those guys.
So there's a crowd of people and something happens. They just, I don't know. It just seems odd.
Well, if you get another 50 cops in there, but I mean, it's two guys.
Would be escalating it then.
I certainly can see both answers, but no, when I saw them walking away.
I understand what you're saying. I'm surprised they didn't. I would think you would try to make an attempt. I mean, yeah, you don't want to rough the person up if there's a group and escalate it that way.
Well,
but
I mean,
look around and say.
But look at the hatred, the vitriol for those two cops from that group.
Then why even patrol? Then why even patrol that area then? If there's
maybe they don't patrol a lot. I don't know. If they didn't, I wouldn't blame them. But that's the thing, you know, those guys who are laughing so hard, they'd call the cops in a second.
I understand that on a personal level, but it is their, you know, that is the job. It's a crazy job, but it is their job to patrol that area.
Well, you know, being a cop is so easy to most people, and everything should be done so perfectly. Well, no, but, you know, if somebody is holding something that looks like a gun and they're not following instructions and they shoot them, oh, my God, we're going to hear about it for months. And it is a narrative, you know, going back to the guy in Sacramento, you know, who's busting into cars with a crowbar and he's trying to break into a house and the police are chasing him and he's holding his cell phone in a shooting position as they're trying to get him to give up and he won't. And the two cops both shoot him, a white cop and a black cop.
Yeah.
Well, if you saw City Hall the next day, I mean, these people were in the mayor's face yelling at him. The family members, there were protests all over town. Same thing in Pittsburgh when they shot the guy who was part of a drive-by right before that. And they said, oh, no, he wasn't part of a drive-by. Well, yes, they've proven he was. And the car had bullet holes in it, by the way, that they pulled over. But protests were all over Pittsburgh before anybody knew what the fuck happened. So
And they were cleared, too.
Yeah, they were cleared. I mean, the point is, it's you know, the mob.
So now you want them to weigh what the response is going to be before they act?
Well, they're trained, though.
That's pretty bad.
They're trained. And don't they have training all the time, you know, reactive to different situations?
They never seem to have enough training. But I'm just saying I understand why they didn't respond. I don't know. I'd love to talk to them and find out exactly what's through their mind.
I understand, too. I guess I'm just surprised there wasn't even an attempt to say, to turn around. When the guy's hit by a bucket.
You know, I don't know how big the crowd is, but when I first saw it, they said there was a crowd laughing and hoo-haing, you know, when this is going on. And you got to believe that if they try to arrest someone, what's coming at them now?
Because
they were answering a call and they were arresting someone. That's when they were getting all that shit thrown at them. So if they arrest another guy.
The second one, though.
Oh, that one? I don't know.
The one where the guy's just
I'm assuming,
away.
Again... I mean,
the guy was a foot behind him dumping water on him. If that's a crime, then why not turn around and try and arrest him?
Well...
That's the only thing I didn't understand.
I don't know. Maybe there was such a large group of people that he feared in the small numbers they were in, already being completely disrespected.
And probably rightly so. They're protecting themselves by...
Yeah, that's what I don't think a lot of people realize.
They know those people are on some sort of a videotape somewhere or surveillance tape, so maybe they just figure they'll get them.
I would imagine they probably were in fear. That's my guess, is they feared a response if they did do something.
Imagine getting up and go to work like that every day.
I don't know why anyone's a cop anymore, because at least it used to be respected and held in high esteem, and now, you know, you're the guys that are out trying to kill people.
I think that is a small minority of people that think that way, though. I think the vast majority of people still respect them.
They might, but I don't know. It's not usually what you hear about. What goes viral and what you see everywhere is when they screw up. And it's always, you know, they want to kill a black guy, or they shot too soon, or they'll shoot anybody, or they're, you know, cowboys. And, I mean, that's a very small, you know, when you see what people look at every day, it's such a microcosm. I'm trying to think of what was the one yesterday. A woman, she was calling the cops, and it was, so-and-so's calling the cops on a black person. Because this guy's dog was humping her dog at a dog park. Did you guys see this?
No.
And so she's asking the guy to get his dog out of there. And he was like, I'm not taking my dog. It's not perfectly natural. And dogs hump here all the time. And so
is she being charged with dog rape?
So she called the cops.
Oh, really? Yeah, that was a couple months ago.
Is that a good usage of time?
No, I didn't think it was. But, you know, it was. So he's telling, he's like, I got you on tape, another white chick calling the cops on a black man.
Yeah, I think.
She's calling the cop on your dumb dog.
I think we played that one when it happened. They were calling her Dog Park Debbie.
Right now. Because I told you I wasn't leaving the park because my dog was humping your dog. Right. I'm not verbally assaulting you. I told you I'm not leaving.
That's inappropriate.
This is way into it, by the way.
No, it's not.
I know.
The dog's humping each other, and she's calling the cops because my dog humped her dog. I've seen every single dog hump another dog here.
Honestly. I'm just trying.
You're not trying to help me.
I'm trying to tell you.
No, you're not trying to help me. I know the rules.
You're not obeying
the dogs. I'm
no humping.
I think she's kind of a prude myself.
Dog aggressively on top of another dog.
The dogs hump each other every day, and I took
this guy just loves watching dogs.
I don't see that many dogs humping, to be honest. I wouldn't call the police if I saw dogs humping.
This guy's just looking for dogs to get it on.
Why do dogs want to hump around this guy all the time?
Because he encourages it.
Dog.
Wait a minute. This is one of those dog parks where your dog can run around off the leash.
Yeah, right.
How can they stop that from happening, though? That's
I don't know.
Just dog
That's
behavior.
His argument.
She's asking him to get his dog away from her dog.
The point
and
of those parks is that they run around and be dogs.
The polite thing would be for him to get his fucking dog away from her.
Why
she needs to call the police about it.
If you listen to much of it, he's an asshole. She's an idiot for calling the police, but he's clearly an asshole. And he's kind of implying that.
Your
dog should be fucking.
That, and he's filming her, and he's throwing it on social media so they can be shamed publicly.
Yeah, I think he's enjoying it, actually. I think he was probably happiest when she was calling the police.
Public shaming.
I know. You want to do the boner line, Brandon?
Yeah, we got a good one today. Here.
Okay.
Let's spin it.
Drew, Mark, Brandon, Trudy, Naz as well, I suppose. Bags and Layla.
Gross.
Drew, I can handle you mispronouncing Kate Beckinsale, but as a Spanish teacher, I cannot hear you say quesadilla one more time when you do the masonry.
Christ.
Quesadilla.
Okay, stay tuned.
I thought you would have known that with your extensive Spanish background.
Hey, bilingual man, how many drugs did you do with the triple threat, whatever you were?
True.
Bilingual man. Quesadillas? Oh! Stop it!
Well, what's there to eat?
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Drew,
amen.
You were talking about athletes that, before they even win, saying they won't go to the White House, and how you think it's bad karma to talk about something as if you've already won it. Would that be sort of like someone requesting the day off in advance when the Cubs play in the World Series?
Yes, it would.
I was wondering if that's what you mean.
Yes,
kind of
it would.
Hey, Doug, it's Drew. Just wanted to lay this down in message
for
you.
Oh, God, I hate this so much.
Requesting a day.
Is that really this big an asshole?
I said World Series.
My favorite part.
The Cubs, well,
The Cubs are 5 outs away. I shouldn't speak so soon. So anyway, just wanted to drop that in ASAP. I'm 5 outs too soon.
Fuck you!
So I'll see you.
Stop it. That Stop being mean to yourself.
I hate that.
Fucking awful. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
What?
It's fucking garbage.
It's Sheeran.
New music is all fucking garbage.
Oh, it's Sheeran? I'm angry now.
You like that riff from that fucking new Ed Sheeran song? You wouldn't know a good fucking guitar riff if it dumped a pile of bird shit on your forehead.
Ooh. I'm
sure you touched that. Yes, Sheeran song.
Oh my god.
Damn it, man. I like it. Ugh. I'm not proud of it, but I like it.
It's pretty cool, I guess.
Well, that's fine, guys. Yuck it up. Keep playing the Beatles drop. I'll just fast forward through it.
Are you okay?
Yeah, so I know that you guys aren't playing the Bezos drop as much anymore. I think you guys are afraid of all the people on the boner line who don't like the Bezos drop. Well, what I got to say to that is fuck anyone who doesn't like the Bezos drop.
I agree.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys, I canceled cable TV about 7 years or $13,000 in television watching savings ago. Do I miss it? Not as much as I like having that extra 13 grand.
We have so much money, we don't know what to do with it.
You're talking about the songs and numbers and all that. Mark excitedly exclaimed, "Once by Pearl Jam."
It's a number.
I love Mark. I love Pearl Jam, but once. It's not a fucking number.
What a total idiot.
Close enough.
Did you guys know that Israel Keyes was friends with the Kehoe brothers, Chevy and Shane?
Drew, this one's specifically for you. You are the Ricky Henderson of Royal Oak Restaurants. Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, Hop Cats. It's Mesa Tacos and Tequila and Hop Cats. Knock it off with the reverse Henderson. Get your tenses right.
And 33 steel.
Yeah, I just listened to the boner line from July 21st, and I have an incorrect correction.
I got an incorrect correction here. Correcting an incorrect correction.
I'm calling to correct the incorrect correction from the caller.
I got an incorrect correction.
There was an incorrect correction, so I have a correction to the incorrect correction.
Let you know about the guy that gave you the incorrect correction about the chick from the original Top Gun.
The guy that said that it wasn't Christy McNichols in Top Gun, it was Kelly McDonald. You're an idiot. Kelly McGillis.
That's right.
The dipshit that called and said Kelly McDonald was in Top Gun. It's not Kelly McDonald.
That's right. Kelly McDonald.
It wasn't Kelly McDonald in Top Gun. It was Kelly
McGillis. She was in Boardwalk Empire.
That's right.
Christy Kelly McDonald. Not in Top Gun, but neither was
I love that our
Kelly
audience
McDonald.
Is so anal these
it was
days.
Kelly McGillis. Kelly McGillis was in Top Gun.
That's right.
Christy McNichol was not in Top Gun. That's correct. But then he says Kelly McDonald or McDonough. No, who the hell is that? And then he says, oh, they're both lesbians. It's not either of those. It's Kelly McGillis. Look it up. Kelly McGillis.
That's right, baby.
He corrected you and said it's Kelly McDonald. It's Kelly McGillis.
That's true.
Someone called to say it wasn't Christy McNichol that was in Top Gun. He gave the wrong name. It is Kelly McGinnis.
Wrong.
See ya.
Wow.
Where's Christy? How did I mix Christy McNichol up with Kelly McGillis? That's a really weird one. What's Christy McNichol doing? Isn't she similarly, is she a lesbian that's overweight somewhere? Is that what happened?
I gotta say, I don't even know.
She overweight?
I don't even know who she is.
She was on. True, do you remember Christy McNichol?
Yeah, I'm looking at her right now.
Who is she?
She was on some 70s.
She's an American actress.
She was on Empty Nest,
Angels, Little Darlings, Polly.
She was on a bunch of stupid shows, none of which I liked.
No.
Yeah.
She was kind of cute.
Family.
Family. Yeah,
Family. Never even heard
of Family.
It was a really like
it was
gross bad show in the '70s. The pirate movie. Empty Nest, yeah. She was, what do you call it? Maybe a D-list actress, possibly?
She was on big shows. I mean, those shows were watched. Mm-hmm. But they were family viewing.
Yeah.
Who is she a lesbian?
She was always the cute teenager.
Oh, she was a skateboarder in Family.
I love lesbians!
What happened to her, though? She was I mean, I realize she was a child star, but
she became a producer.
Ooh.
So it was
that's code for didn't work out as an adult.
She is nude on Mr. Skin, though.
Yeah, what?
No.
Two
Moon Junction?
What?
She was in Two Moon Junction? What happened to the chick in Two Moon Junction? Speaking of what happened to
Sherilyn Fenn.
Sherilyn Fenn. She was hot. Did she get unhot?
I put a little rouge on. Makes it easier to see through my blouse. It's a real 60s thing to do, but I think it's cute.
Take it off, honey.
Boys would just howl when I wore pink Angora sweaters in junior high. I love Angora. You ever put yours in the refrigerator?
No.
Makes it real fuzzy. Got the perfect thing for it.
Those are
perfect.
Those are perky.
Oh, come on, now, don't be shy. Just put it on and say goodbye, princess.
She looks pretty good there.
Yeah. I love Sherilyn Fenn.
She was pretty.
Too.
Look, I know what? It would look good on you.
Where's Sherilyn Fenn?
I don't know. Was on the Twin Peaks remake or new season. Ooh, wait, Sherilyn. Ooh, there's Sherilyn Fenn's.
She had a great body.
Yeah, she's a cute face.
I can't tell you anything about her other than that she looked really good nude.
Sherilyn Fenn?
Yeah. Did she play the? Was she in Boxing Helena?
She was in Twin Peaks.
I believe that was
too.
Twin Peaks was her.
By,
big
by the way, Boxing Helena. I didn't think it was such a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie.
It was crazy. It was nuts, but I thought it was rather intriguing, the idea that someone holds someone hostage and removes their appendages so they can't get away because they're in love with them.
It's creepy.
Here she is nude in a movie called White Dog.
I'm trying to remember, how did that Boxing Helena thing work out? Did she fall in love with the guy?
Yeah.
She was just a torso, ending? And then he broke up with her.
God, skin.
What now?
It's a scene. There's a dead, dog, right? They kill the guy. It's a really gross scene.
There's a dead dog nude?
And she bends over, and you can... It's one of those, lip slips. That
nudity is nudity.
There's skin
there were,
vision.
There were
check
cameras
it out, Trudy.
And lights see? In the room.
Pause it for you. That qualified as for Mr. Skin.
Oh, boy.
Skin vision!
That's kind of a reach for you.
How on earth does he...
I disagree wholeheartedly. Nudity is nudity.
You're right.
How does he know that's there?
You're right. Teen Dream Christie slips right nip and some monkey cage bush around the side of her pants when she helps an old dude and a dead dog.
Wait, that I've never heard of White Dog.
Still a nip
no
slip.
No one's heard of White Dog.
And that's a scene that was...
My father's coming for breakfast.
Where she is in Dream Lover. You can see her boobs.
Christie?
But you need skin vision again.
Well,
I like the skin vision sounder. I think we need that.
This is another weak one, but good going. What
if you super glued my genitalia to a cannonball and fired it through the front door of this theater, you couldn't get me to see a second of that.
Does anyone remember the old Charles Bronson movies where there would be
dead
women all over the place and they'd all be hot and they'd all have great bodies and they'd be nude? It was a way to get nudity in the movie, but... You know, they were kind of nobody.
Dead, so.
No, they were like, there's so many hot chicks that are dying to be a dead body. But, I mean, that should be on Mr. Skin somewhere.
Yeah. Name one.
Sure it is. That's I can't think of any off the top
interesting
of my head.
Premise. I never would have thought of it because it wouldn't have occurred to me that they were like, oh, look at all those hot dead women. But
I remember thinking, well, that dead chick's hot.
Let me see.
I mean, you know, you couldn't not notice.
Oh, wow.
So, what year? Oh, man, there's so many movies.
I don't know. Don't bother. It's okay.
Well, no,
don't
I
want to
see some dead hot chicks.
Well, you got to search, I don't know, Death Wish or one of those. I think there's four or five of them.
Okay. All right, carry on. I'll let you know.
did you guys watch Walcheck last night?
I missed it last night.
It was the second of three parts on John Norman Collins.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And... You know, I thought they did a really nice job on it. I'm trying to figure out what is he going to do for part three, but because they kind of covered all the evidence and he, you know,
trial maybe
every chick that died was in some proximity to him. You know, one of them worked across the hall from him at U of M.
That was the first one, Mary. Yep. Eastern.
And you know, one of them lived across the way, and it was just all of them. And then there's the blood on the. I'm like, how did anyone? I couldn't believe these chicks at Kelly came and going. I think he's innocent. And the Christian lady that visits him. You know,
yeah.
I think he's innocent. And I was like, are you kidding me? He was so fucking guilty. It was unbelievable. And I had forgotten about Oh God, this guy's so bad. The last person that was on his motorcycle.
Yes.
She was found.
That's
the
one he actually
day.
Was charged with.
Yeah. And he stuffed her underwear inside of her, and it had over 400 short clipped blonde hairs in the underwear
from
because he killed her in the basement where she cut the hair. And oh my God, is that weird? And they actually matched the hair to the kids that they cut it off of, the mom cut it off of, which was, oh my God, that was just so weird.
In talking to Rob, you know, one thing he said he just didn't have time to put in here. Do you remember the psychic angle to this?
Yeah.
When they brought in a psychic, much to the chagrin of the sheriff. And the psychic actually got a few things right.
They always get a few things right, but what did they get wrong that they looked into?
Yeah.
I don't know. But that guy, first of all, he was such a scumbag. He was kicked out of his fraternity for stealing.
Yep.
You know, they always sort of create the impression that, oh, this nice frat boy from Michigan just murdered these seven women. It's Eastern. Crazy. No, he was an asshole. He was complete. He was a nut. He was a psychopath.
Mark doesn't want him to be from
Michigan. No, I'm just saying he went to Eastern Michigan.
Did he go to Eastern Michigan?
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. Really? Yeah.
Most of them were Eastern Michigan. The one girl, I think the one that was killed and left in the
cemetery
was Michigan.
He was in a fraternity in Eastern Michigan?
I thought so.
Eastern Eagle, hats off to you, fight, fight, fight for ODMU, shout to the sky, the Eastern will cry, the bravest will defy, rah, 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 hold that line for old green and white, sons and daughters, show your might, so fight, fight for ODMU and victory.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought he went to Michigan.
Resident of Ips.
Because you're a hater.
And killed seven fellow students at Eastern Michigan.
Some, I thought one or two of them were from Michigan, like a ride share. She found the ride share thing, but I don't know, whatever.
Well, anyway, so I'm watching the ID channel before I saw Walchick's thing last night, and they did this story on this girl. Oh, my God. It was she's 23. She's got three little kids, like 3 years old, a year and a half, and 4 months.
Jeez.
Really cute kids, too. And she's living with her mom because, of course, the baby daddies are just like whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, how do people get out of paying for their kids so easily? I mean, these guys just disappear, and nobody notices. It's like nobody ever turns them in, or nobody ever finds them, or nobody ever makes them pay for their fucking kids. What is that?
How do you just do it anyway? How do you just leave?
Well, no, I mean, that's another issue entirely. How do you not give a shit about your kid? But I'm just amazed how many single moms are forced to raise their kids with no help whatsoever. And it seems like they never find them.
See, that's what socialism does, is help that situation a little bit.
I don't know why we can't count on a perfectly healthy biped to at least do something. I mean, a little something. But anyway, that's beside the point. So she's stuck with these three kids, who she loves, allegedly. And she lives with her mom. And she gets into this dating app. And I'm like, oh, she really need a date guy. She just knocked up three fucking times. She really wanted to date a guy. But anyway, that also is beside the point. So she meets, she gets a few. She's fairly cute. She gets a few guys on there. And one of them's name is Kanoa, and she really likes this guy, and she starts texting him, and they're texting all day, every day, all day, all day. And her mom's like, she lives with her mom.
Where were the kids?
Well, the mom and her take care of the kids, and she just, anyway, she's just crazy about this guy. So one, he finally says, he lives 2.5 hours away, too, which is like, that's kind of inconvenient, honey.
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't you find a swinging dick a little closer than that?
Well,
but she really likes this guy, and they're talking every day. I mean, for months and months and months. So he says, hey, why don't you come to Tacoma for the weekend? And she's like, well, you know, I got three kids, and I don't have a driver's license. I mean, she's kind of an anchor. Anyway, so he says, you know what? My cousin lives there. You can get a ride with her. And she's like, oh, cool. So I wasn't clear on why she did this. She brought the baby with her, and the two older, quote unquote, older ones stay with her mom. So she goes, and they're just about to Tacoma, and Kanoa, he texts and says, hey, why don't you meet me at this laser something? It wasn't laser tag, but laser something place. I don't know. Anyway, it sounds kind of juvenile, but yeah, there you go. Actual audio from the laser place. So they drive to the... She's like, well, no, I got my kid. And he's like, My cousin will take care of your kid. Don't worry about that. And she's like, and she's been driving with this girl for 2.5 hours. She really likes her. They drive to the laser place. And this girl's like, you know, I'm just down the street. I'm going to leave you my car and my keys. So she's like, well, okay. Because she lives right near there. So the girl goes. And so she's sitting there waiting for Kanoa, who never shows up. And so she starts calling the girl. Doesn't answer.
Oh, back. No.
I know. And finally, she calls the cops. And while she's on the phone with the cops, the girl texts her and goes, oh, my God, I fell asleep. You know, I'll be there in 10 minutes. She gets there in 10 minutes, and she's like, I just want to go home. Two and a half hours away, by the way.
Oh, boy.
And so she takes her home, and she's apologizing. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I love you. Your kid's great and all this.
You have to go home.
So anyway, that same girl calls her. Like 2 weeks later, Kanoa, by the way, got a speeding ticket and got thrown in jail. Now, don't ask me how he gets thrown in jail for a speeding ticket, but he apparently had other warrants or something. I don't know.
Oh, so a good prospect.
Yeah, and she's been with loser guys, so she relates to get him going to jail. She believes him, and she forgives him, and they start texting like wildfire again.
She doesn't think, hey, maybe this dude's a loser. I should stay away from losers.
I had so much commentary during this, I can't even begin to get into it.
Man. You are one pathetic loser.
So the cousin calls one day and says, oh, my God, Cano was in a terrible accident. He's in the hospital. He's in, you know, he's dying. Oh. And she's like, oh, my God, I love Cano. I've got to go see Cano. She's never met him. She's never met Cano. And so she gathers her three kids, and she goes with the cousin to the hospital. And at the hospital, she says, it's crazy up there with all the doctors. You know, why don't you just leave your kids in the car with my friend? I forgot what his name was. He drove.
Man.
And she's like, well, I really want to meet Kanoa.
Does anybody want any more catfish?
And Kanoa's up there, and his mother's up there. And she says, talk to Kim. She's mother. And this girl's like, I really want to make a good impression on Kim. And I was so excited to meet Kanoa. He's fucking dying. It's like, are you fucking out of your mind? She leaves the kids in the car with the dude. Goes there with the girl who before she gets in the elevator, says, you know, I'm really tired. I've been here all day. I'm just going to sit down here in the lobby. And so she goes up there, and of course, no Kanoa, no mom, crazy. No nothing. Goes down the elevator. Get my kids. Oh, my God, my kids are gone. The guy is gone. So she calls her mom. Mom, I can't. And the mom who didn't even want her to go, she's like, don't you fucking take your kids there. Are you out of your mind after what happened last time? So she calls the police. The police are all over
it.
The
kids are soft.
So the police call and say, and I'm thinking this too. I'm like, what is these three screaming brats? What the fuck does this guy want with these three screaming brats? You know, and
there's kids out there that love this stuff.
What I left out was that she had separated herself and she had decided, well, I'm going to bring the baby inside because it's the baby. And the girl had said, I'm tired. I'll just hold the baby down here. You go up and meet Kanoa and his mom. And so she left the baby with the girl. Well, anyway, the police get a call. So there's one baby with the girl in the waiting room and the two kids with the guy in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So the police call her pretty quickly and go, yeah, we just got a call from this dude, her friend, and he's got your two kids. He doesn't want them. You can have your fucking kids back.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you saying that?
She just bolted on him, too, and he's sitting in the parking lot with these two fucking crying kids. Like, I don't want these fucking kids. So he calls the police.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then they go, we don't know where this girl is, and he doesn't know where she is either. He's been trying to reach her. And so, anyway, finally, they have the girl's phone number, so the cops are texting her. She's texting her. They're leaving voicemails. She calls back and says, that's a terrible misunderstanding. I'll talk to you later.
What?
I was like, what the fuck is going on? So the cops, by the way, have determined that Kanoa doesn't exist. There's no Kanoa.
Wait, wasn't
no Kanoa's mom?
Wasn't that the name they used for Manti Te'o? Was there a Kanoa?
Oh, is that his girl's fake girlfriend?
Is there a Kanoa involved in the Manti Te'o thing?
Is that just the go-to
fake name?
Maybe it is.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough being a single mom, you know.
I think people that are terrorizing people should use Sami. Shouldn't that be the generic name?
That's a great name.
Sami.
It was the home improvement dog, wasn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, who names their dog Sami? Why did they name the Home Improvement dog Sammy? Wait, is that Char or is that Sammy?
I don't know.
I guess. It's almost like he's two steps ahead of everybody.
Every time I hear Sammy, I think of the guy that had that contraption and went to the house to determine, you know, how this is being done.
Yeah.
And he was a real super techie. And Clark became buddies with him.
I know.
Clark was so fascinated by him. He was going to build that little... Wait, what was he going to build for Clark? Was it that device that he used at Sammy's house? That thing just
went... What do you want with it?
That thing went completely nuts with Clark. Clark was talking to that guy.
Oh, boy. He was way too involved.
He was way over-involved. And the guy was all psyched to do something for Mike, and I don't even remember what it was.
Lene Kikua was Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend.
So then the girl calls and says, I'm at the hospital, and this is just confusion, and I'm going to bring the baby back. And so the cops keep her on the phone, and they rush to the hospital, and there she is on the phone with the baby.
So she just wanted to take the baby?
Yeah, she wanted to steal a baby. She wanted a baby.
Really?
Yeah. She went through that whole thing.
Really hard way to do it.
Why didn't she steal the baby the first time? It saved time.
Trudy, I know, exactly. It would have saved a lot of time.
I want my baby!
Not only that...
The girl so
she was texting with this girl all day, every day, for months and months on end. How do you text and pretend you're some dude that wants to nail some chick every day, all day, for months on end? Do you do that?
I
would be
baby.
So bored. Well, I was texting some dude who wanted me to blow him, I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, in a way. Mm-hmm.
How fucking...
I would just spend a lot of time
I can't do this anymore. Look, I'm not a girl. Pictures are fake.
That is one long con.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What a moron.
I like that baby.
And
that
yet she still gets to raise those kids.
I know.
The idiot. The gullible idiot.
That show's called, Web of Deceit, maybe? Mm. Those are usually good because they involve the internet somehow.
It's like real catfish.
Yeah, it is. It's like horrible catfish.
So the baby's going to stay with her now?
She's got the babies back,
rando
of course,
people to babysit for
until
her?
She loses them again, she's got them.
Jeez.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. I'm going to buy you my
I know it's not a sports podcast, but I have to mention a couple things. One, the Cleveland Browns have decided that they stand with Kareem Hunt, his little bar battle that the police were called for. They have decided that that does not meet the zero tolerance.
All right.
And that he...
So it's not zero tolerance, and it's just low tolerance.
No, it's zero tolerance. That just doesn't meet the zero tolerance.
But if it's zero tolerance, it means anything.
Well, that's what I thought.
I'm kind of confused. So it's just low tolerance.
I found myself very confused. They said it was just an argument, and he didn't get in a fight, and it's crazy all these people called the police. That was really unnecessary, and he just was in a good old-fashioned bar dispute.
Oh, okay, great.
So I thought maybe it'd be a good idea for him not to go to bars.
Sounds like maybe. You're straining to do some explaining.
Ned.
No more bars for you?
No more bars for him. Absolutely not. No more drinking for him. And then there's, of course, Ezekiel Elliott, who also didn't meet the zero tolerance that he was under when he knocked over the security guard at the concert.
Yeah.
And also, what was even worse, I thought, in light of what has been said about him, is that he's cornering that girl and not letting her move because he's kind of, lecturing her or something. Yeah. I don't know. It was just the whole thing was so creepy and awful. But it didn't meet the zero tolerance. So he is okay,
what
too.
What a lie.
It's kind of a low bar.
It's a very low bar. I don't think there is a bar, honest.
But you look at this, he's running.
And then Adrian Peterson.
Oh, wow.
Who is, by the way, Kareem Hunt. Is it possible, this sounds like a silly question, is it possible that he will somehow violate the zero tolerance? I just thought, getting in a bar dispute that causes police to be called is not a good sign for someone who is in as much trouble as he was.
You don't think he's going to learn a lesson?
It seems like he hadn't learned it yet.
You don't think he's going to lay low for a while?
Well, it doesn't seem like it, does it?
No, not at all.
Anyway,
he's got a second chance, so you never know.
Yeah, well, he didn't meet the zero tolerance is apparently a lot higher than I thought. So
it's just tolerance. It's just to be retitled tolerance.
Adrian Peterson today was revealed that he is deep in debt. Adrian Peterson, the 13-year NFL vet who's made $99 million.
And child abuser.
Well, he hit him with a switch. He, he got suspended, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
For half a year or something?
Yeah. Maybe that cost a lot of money.
Well, it cost him money, but honestly, how does this happen?
Strict.
How does someone make so much money in such a short time, and he's in debt?
Trust the wrong people.
He owes $6.6 million to D'Angelo Vehicle Sales, so apparently he's got some pretty nice rides. And he owes $3 million to two other creditors. But, you know, that, it struck me funny about the D'Angelo Vehicle Sales. Can you look them up, Brandon, by the way?
Yeah.
Just the fact that he would be...
They're not a car company,
what are they?
Though, I don't think. I don't know.
Private dealership?
They mentioned that they're not a dealership. They're not a car company.
Well, what vehicle sales are they involved in?
I don't know. Huh. Maybe they just do home loans or loans.
On Wyoming.
Shouldn't they be D'Angelo Home Loans instead of D'Angelo Vehicle Sales?
Well, there's the Long Island Blockchain Company, which made iced tea. Do you know that story?
No.
They were floundering. Their stock wasn't doing too well, so they just added blockchain to the name when
really?
Yeah. And their stock went up.
That's kind of funny.
Oh, well, good for them.
People are dumb.
Anything, Brandon?
I mean, there's one in Pennsylvania. Is that what?
I don't know. D'Angelo Vehicle Sales?
I'm just telling you what the story said. It said that they're not a car company.
So what are they, though?
I don't know.
Well, he owes him $6.6 million. Yeah. So he's almost $10 million in debt. He made $99 million somehow. And in 13 years, he ends up $10 million in debt, and he doesn't have any money.
He kept borrowing to pay off other loans.
Right. And so those loans are coming due,
and
he doesn't have any money to pay them.
Oops.
So how, I mean, honest to God, doesn't it seem, okay, I get it. He trusted the wrong people, but he trusted the wrong people $110 million worth?
God, he got it last. $110
million, I mean, how much did he really get? Half of that?
Yeah, but wouldn't you think he'd put, I don't know,
no,
$5 million in the bank?
No, I wouldn't think that.
Under the mattress?
A lot of athletes that don't.
Why doesn't someone help these guys? I know that sounds ridiculous. He's an adult. He makes a lot of money. He's very successful at what he does. But you would just think somebody.
Well, I think they would help him, but, you know, you need help. If you want help, you got to ask for it, too.
Well, when he starts running down to almost no money as opposed to minus $10 million, it seems like at some point you'd go, like, it's like having five kids by five baby mamas. You'd think by the third one you'd go, wow, I got to do something to stop these pregnancies. Something. Anything.
Something. But I can't think what.
Even if it's not having sex anymore, because apparently condoms never work.
Well.
But I just don't even know what he was spending the money on originally. Do you know?
I don't. But, you know, usually in a lot of these cases, it's people who guarantee loans.
Yeah.
And they're involved.
So instead of
loans
putting it in the
market, are part of some large business venture, and the venture falls apart, so it's worth nothing.
Well, he did spend a lot of money on his 30th birthday party. He flew in 300 guests to a first class to the party, which featured a rented camel, belly dancers, and this pretty cool ice bar here with his initials and names on it.
How much
just
that
12 feet
cost
long.
Just for that many people?
You would think that he might want that money back right now. You would think. I wonder what else other extravagances he has for himself. It seems like all these guys have incredibly expensive cars, houses, everything.
Yeah.
And it all comes tumbling down.
I think I found that. I think it's a transport company.
Oh, so they drive the cars around? Why is he borrowing that much money from them?
Who knows?
I just ripped them off.
I can't imagine, though, if you made that much money as a professional athlete and you found yourself in, I would just feel so stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't it be hard not
to?
Anyway, he is going to make $5 million in the next 2 years so he can pay half of it off.
Oh, God.
If he plays till he's like 50, he could probably get ahead of
him. He might, knowing him.
My God,
he's pretty good. He's still pretty good.
He's great last year.
Gained 1,000 yards last year.
Oh, well. Can he get a couple of sponsorship deals, or
except
for that whole
credit
switch
union
thing.
He could sign a lot of stuff.
That's what he's going to have to do.
He's going
to
do that the rest of his life.
Do something for, you know, like helping people by, hey, you know, I pissed away a lot of money. Here's what you should do, and
Yeah, there's got to be people like that around. Have you pissed away a lot of money?
Wow, I didn't know that his dad, you know, his dad went to prison for laundering drug money. Would have thought he would have learned some lessons from him.
Mm. Daddy. That's
too bad. Yeah,
celebrity net worth has him at negative four.
Oh, my God.
Negative $4 million.
Negative.
Well, they got to get caught up on that. There was somebody sent me a good article today about Dina Hashem, who made the joke about XXXXXXTentacion, and just what a disaster the comedy world is in right now, because there are so many jokes that people are getting bashed over. And, you know, this girl has really had to go underground because she is being just hit with death threats. Stupid. And all kinds of just, you know, lashings from, you know, a very loud group of people who are very threatening as well. So she shut down her social media and she's not doing anything. Comedy Central, meanwhile, nice of Comedy Central to get behind the comedian, too.
Yeah.
I mean, here you have a network that is based on comedy. And I would think at a minimum they would say, you know what, jokes fail, and that's part of comedy. How do you know a joke fails if you never tell it? I mean, how do you ever arrive at comedy if you can't
take a
few chances? It was a good joke. And the female comic that wrote the story had been attacked similarly for a Star Wars joke.
Star Wars?
She made a joke about Star Wars, and apparently the nerds jumped all over her.
Oh, my God.
Nerds got somebody fired? Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, she was threatened, too, and she was pretty upset about it.
Now I want to hear the joke.
Threatened by nerds.
And then there were they were talking about the comedians who have been pulled off stage at colleges because they offend someone. Because if you're not in the group that you're telling a joke about, you can't tell that joke because you can't understand how much it would hurt. And, you know, what is really distressing about a lot of this is, just starting with Dina Hashem, how many XXXXTentacion fans do you think go to her shows?
That's Dina.
Very few.
Why does it matter if a
joke... Again, I was surprised that they could fill the arena in Florida for his funeral.
Oh, yeah, they filled a huge arena.
I know.
And this guy, you know, and this is part of the justification for the joke, which I think is wrong. The joke should just stand on its own.
Yeah.
This is the guy who allowed his pregnant girlfriend to choose the implement he was going to rape her with.
Yeah.
A barbecue utensil it was like, this guy is so bad, and yet she makes a joke about Venmo. Mm. The joke was, you know, yeah, you heard his rapper XXXTentacion was murdered. He had $50,000 with him. He was going to buy a car. And she said, boy, this seems like a potential for a Venmo commercial.
She say it's a horrific act, too.
She did. So. She said it was a terrible tragedy. And I actually thought it was a really good joke.
And the joke was also poking fun at herself because all she could think about how it was a good ad for Venmo.
And also...
Good joke, period.
The crowd she told it to were laughing.
Yeah.
They were all laughing. So, in other words... This joke has to be okay with the people who would most be offended by it, these XXXXTentacion fans, before she can tell it. She can't tell it unless it doesn't matter who goes to the club, who pays to see the show, who watches it on Comedy Central. If it offends the people that won't watch it or would never watch it or would never go to see her play, then it's a bad joke.
I'm thinking of some entertainer I like that just recently died. I don't know, Chris Cornell, and someone made a joke about it. I would not be that offended. I don't know.
No, but we're not soft.
Well, I'm pretty
but
soft.
But comedy is not soft. This is what I mean, though. Why is comedy responsible to not offend anyone who wouldn't even go to the fucking show?
Comedy's
because that's what we're talking about here. Those are not her. Can you imagine the crossover between XXXXTentacion fans and Dina Hashem? Yeah.
No.
None.
There's just way too much Dina.
But it became a thing because Comedy Central put it in there in that promo. The real sickening part is Comedy Central not standing behind.
I agree. And also this comedian who raised the issue. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? He may have been an XXXXTentacion fan. I don't know. He's black. But a lot of comedians are very angry with him, and they're angry about the whole thing. But it really doesn't matter at this point. I don't understand, you know, comedy is going to just become the most horrible, safe thing if we don't leave comedy to the comedians and the people inclined to laugh, the people that go to the shows, I mean, if you go to a comedy show or you watch Comedy Central, you should be able to take a joke. By the way, these jokes are never about the person watching. It's, I mean, honestly, these
people.
That's
what I mean. How do you get offended about something
I don't know. I don't understand it. And if you can't make a joke about anyone slightly different from you, then how many jokes can you make?
There's plenty of fat jokes out there. I'll laugh. There's plenty of jokes about white men. I'll laugh. I don't care. I don't get offended by it. It doesn't upset me. I don't understand why it would upset these people.
I mean, there's very few really great jokes that would not offend some people. I mean, really, if a joke doesn't offend anyone, then it's probably not a funny
joke. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how good a joke
it's a little
it is.
Subversive.
You know, Chris Rock, for example, Dave Chappelle, they're pushing the line, but their audiences love them and laugh hysterically and will pay good dollars to see them. I don't know. As I was reading this today, I was thinking, you know, sometimes I feel like all this PC shit that just keeps coming, and some of it, you know, there's a small part of it, some of it that I'm sure is valuable and worthwhile, but I'm starting to think that it's, in the end, the PC planet will win.
No.
I know. Well, Trudy, I like to think that because it's insane the stuff that you have to push back at because it's so crazy.
I think eventually it'll snap back.
I would think so, but I don't know. I'm starting to think that these people growing up with this idea that all these things are wrong, because a lot of this happens with comedy on college campuses where you can't offend anyone, and comedians literally get pulled off stage because someone has complained. I don't know why those people are at a comedy show.
No, they're...
I mean, maybe we have a lot of young people running around who don't know what comedy is, who don't know what it's supposed to be. I don't know. I'm confused.
But doesn't Comedy Central, isn't Tosh on Comedy Central?
Yeah, in South
Tosh
Park.
Tosh brutals everyone.
Oh, I know,
and people,
but
videos
you know what?
Of people
Tosh,
who very likely are dead afterward.
And Jim Jeffries
and he makes
is
jokes
there.
About him.
But, you know, Tosh and South Park make them a lot of money, so.
I know, but you gonna, think
it's easy to push back on Dina Hashem and cut
well,
a joke.
You know, don't you see the possibility of Dina Hashem actually following along that
sure.
line?
Sure, well,
making
if you give
a
him a chance.
I would just
if
think,
given the proper support.
Yeah, so. It's just, well, first of all, for Comedy Central to do this, it's just like, okay, you really don't stand for anything involving comedy.
Frankly,
if you fall over this easily.
I feel like this would be a really easy one for them to defend, too.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't see advertisers dropping off of Comedy Central in defense of a triple extentacion joke.
Yeah, possibly the worst human being ever.
Yeah.
And the other comedians, too. I can't believe comedians are criticizing her.
Yeah, you'd think they'd.
And I don't know who this guy is. I've never heard of him.
Well, now everyone knows who he is.
He's yeah, it's not what I would be want to be known for. But I mean, is the XXXTentacion crowd? Is that really a big comedy crowd?
Big mistake though. He's not gonna be able to.
Teller.
He won't be able to open for him.
No.
So when can we talk about XXXTentacion?
Never.
How great his music is.
I know. He's so wonderful. And again, part of this does have to do with the same thing that I've been droning on about, which is how crazy fans are now. I mean, you love this guy so much. I mean, he's such a shitbag. Right. But, you know, you can like his music, but I mean, these people, oh my God, a joke about XXXTentacion. Oh!
Yeah.
She must die!
Well, Extension would like that.
Oh, yeah, he probably
would.
Yeah. And today, I was delighted to see that Fadi Fawaz was arrested for squatting in George Michael's house, and he was George's on-and-off lover for
found
quite
him.
A while.
He's the one that found him dead.
He found him dead. He was left out of the will, and he's livid about it, and he's ripped George Michael a new ass. I know, isn't that, it's kind of funny, isn't it? And I thought, wait a second. What are you talking about? What a shitbag he is. I thought you were the guy crying his eyes out when he died, and what a wonderful guy he is, but he didn't leave you any money, and all of a sudden he's an asshole! And then he squats in his house, and he's busting
stuff.
Up the house inside and all this, and for some reason, why couldn't they get him out sooner?
I don't know.
Well, he was arrested.
Why does George still have a mansion that he's not living in? I mean, wouldn't somebody liquidate it? And
yeah, you'd think his mom would.
Well, I think that's
somebody.
What they're trying to do is to sell it and get it out of there. But, you know, Fawaz destroyed it.
It's kind of hard to sell the house when Fadi Fawaz is in there.
He comes with
but
it.
But it's a year later.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I want to talk to this neighbor who...
Ridiculous.
Did you see the neighbor's comments about all the damage Fawaz did inside?
No, I didn't.
The damage inside, it's really bad. I've never seen anything like it. Every fixture and fitting, every door, every window, everything George left in there, it's all completely destroyed. Even the toilets and sinks have been smashed. There's major damage to the walls and even the ceilings. This cannot have happened in one night. Must have been systematically smashing the place up for a long time.
So why
it's
was
such
he...
a shame because George loved the place. It used to be so beautiful.
Why was this prick allowed to be in there? I don't understand any of it.
So they want to deal with him. They thought, oh, just let him stay in that house. We don't have to deal with this guy.
Well, he's going to be working that one off for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, Brandon, you want to get us out of here?
You got it.
Thanks to all those of you reviewing us on iTunes and Facebook and rating us, too. Somebody, oh, my God, I was so depressed. Someone who said they, great show, keep it up, gave us a 1-star.
What? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a mistake.
Or are they just being funny?
No, I don't. I think it was a, I don't know. I don't know why they would say they like the show.
Unless they're being facetious.
How many 5-star ratings it takes to get rid of a 1-star?
Oh.
God, we're at 4.9. Damn it.
Something must be done, but not now.
We need a lot of 5-stars to make up for that 1-star. But thank you, and please like the Facebook page, too. Be nice to get to 25,000.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I'm stuck at 23,000 something. But and don't forget the best ofs. This weekend will be brought to you by Scott Kunitz.
Hey, we're at 5 stars.
No, we're at 4.9.
What?
4.9.
Yeah, here's the
nine?
Guy.
I'm
looking at who cares about Benzino? The show's great. Keep it up.
1 star.
1 star.
Wow. You forgot to press the end
well, come
star.
On. Mike says 5 stars.
Call Scott Kunitz if you want to list your home, sell your home, or you want to find out what it's worth, or you have any questions about real estate at all, or you just want to talk to Scott. 248-797-7746. 248-797-7746. Scott Kunitz brings you our best ofs, and he is the rising star of Coldwell Banker Weir Emanuel. And we appreciate his patronage, and we'll see ya!
I'm like, bye.
Thank you for your time.